Voice America Radio Network News, I'm Darren Copeland. Iran has shown off some of its newly deployed medium-range missiles that some analysts say could hit Israel or U.S. bases in the Middle East. Roxana Saberi reports from Tehran.
Tehran has paraded six Shahab-3 ballistic missiles in a military parade to mark the anniversary of the start of its 1980-88 war with Iraq. It was the largest number of Shahab-3 missiles put on public display since Iran announced this summer it had finished testing the weapon. The surface-to-surface missile is believed to have a range of about 800 miles, but the announcer at the military parade declared it could reach more than 1,000 miles. Israel has voiced concern that Iran could mount the missiles with nuclear warheads, but Tehran says the missiles are only for self-defense. The display comes as Iran faces an October 31st deadline to clarify it's not pursuing nuclear weapons. Tehran says its nuclear program is only to produce electricity for its growing population. I'm Roxana Saberi in Tehran.
If you're losing your hair, then I have great news for you. Now you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Announcing Hair Advantage, the world's most advanced hair regrowth system that will reverse baldness, fill in embarrassing bald spots, and regrow up to twice as much new hair, guaranteed. The secret of Hair Advantage lies in a recent medical discovery that showed 95% of all hair loss was due to the body's overproduction of DHT. Hair Advantage stops DHT from attacking your hair follicle as it starts regrowing new hair in balding areas. Hair Advantage contains a patent active ingredient that was approved by the FDA for hair regrowth. In clinical studies, the majority of people regrew their hair, with almost half experiencing dense hair regrowth. So call now for your risk-free trial, and you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Hair Advantage is safe, clinically proven, and effective on virtually everyone. Call toll-free 1-800-213-4495. That's 1-800-213-4495. 1-800-213-4495.
Minnesota's largest public employees union begins balloting today on a contract offer that union leaders say is inadequate. The state says the current contract offer is its last and best. AFSCME's Pete Benner expects members to reject the contract.
When we get done with the votes, assuming they're what we think they are, which is that the contracts will be rejected, then it's time for us and the state to get back to the table, get an agreement, and get back to the business of providing services to the citizens of Minnesota.
Union leaders say the contract, as it stands, shifts too much of the burden of health care costs to employees. Results from the vote should be available next Monday. The other major state employees union, MAPE, is also conducting a vote. Both unions struck as recently as the fall of 2001. A Fresno jail inmate has passed a lie detector test supporting his claims that Scott Peterson wanted his wife abducted. Corey Lee Carroll says he met with Scott Peterson in 2002 after Peterson allegedly contacted him about getting help committing insurance fraud. Carroll claims he met Scott in a Fresno strip club. Carroll's attorney Frank Muna claims his client introduced Peterson to two members of the neo-Nazi gang and the conversation rapidly shifted from insurance fraud to kidnapping.
When they all met, Mr. Peterson solicited them to do a kidnapping, and my client left at that point.
A Modesto police spokesman says investigators are bound by a gag order and can't comment on Carroll's allegations. Scott Peterson could be sentenced to death if convicted in the killing of his wife, Lacey, and their unborn son, Connor.
Mom, Dad,
someone's going to try and get me to take drugs.
Want to do something about it?
You're going to have to make me tell you where I am and who I'm with every day.
Don't like the sound of that?
So, you got to be the grown-up.
Kids with involved parents are less likely to try drugs. So ask them, who, what, where, when? Questions. They're the anti-drug.
Call 1-800-729-6686 for more information. Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Two new studies have found 1991 Gulf War veterans are at a high risk of contacting ALS, a deadly and incurable disease. Researchers say ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease, is more common in vets and symptoms are appearing at a younger age than expected. In two separate studies published in the journal Neurology, researchers say they have found most of the published medical evidence supports the idea of Gulf War syndrome. ALS attacks nerve cells in the brain and spinal cord and leads to muscle weakness and eventually paralysis. One study concluded the risk of ALS doubles for troops who were deployed overseas to Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, the United Arab Emirates, Turkey, and the Red Sea. Stocks closed the session lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 110 points to 95.35. The S&P 500 slipped 14 to 10.23. The NASDAQ declined 31 points to 18.74. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. On her way to Oz, Dorothy feared lions and tigers and bears. Oh, no! But they're child's play compared to critters who might homestead in your car. Oh, yes! When I come back, I'll name names. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those, too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. You think Noah had it rough managing all those beasts? At least he had an ark, but some of them might hole up in your car. According to Pennzoil survey of 16,000 auto technicians, culprits for some repairs were furry, feathery, or scaly, like chickens trapped in air filters, squirrel nests in the AC, snakes wrapped around brake rotors, and rats storing dog food in exhaust pipes. But wait, don't call the Pied Piper. Have your vehicle checked out regularly by a qualified technician. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
When you're swallowing war, life's life.
Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Resistance Radio. Thank you very much for joining us this Monday evening. Program produced by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces the phone number is 800-TALK-YES. That's 800-825-5937. You can email also during the program. Mike D. Malloy at earthlink.net. Coming up next hour, we're playing some political trivia again this week. We will have each night two copies of my colleague Tom Hartman's new book, Uncommon Sense. That will be to the, and their autograph, that will be to the first two correct answers next hour. Okay, stick around. I love to see little articles about fraudulent thieving. CEOs at play. Did you see this story over the weekend? Dennis Kozlowski, who is facing charges along with the former chief financial officer of Tyco. Kozlowski, of course, was the former chairman of Tyco International. And his CFO, Mark Schwartz, they've pled not guilty to charges they stole over $500 million from Tyco through unauthorized pay and fraudulent stock sales, right? We're kind of familiar with that, aren't we, Truth Seekers? Of course, it's relegated to the business pages of the national newspapers now. But here's the story. A lawyer for Dennis made a request a couple of days ago that videotapes of a party that Dennis gave on the island of Sardinia, that those videotapes be sealed. Where's Sardinia, Kathy? That's off the coast of Italy, right? Huh? Yeah. The lawyer for Dennis wants the tapes hidden in what the lawyer calls, well, you know, we want to make sure the potential jurors don't see them before Dennis Kozlowski's criminal trial begins later this month. Now, Kozlowski's lawyers also want to prevent prosecutors from introducing any prior bad acts that Dennis is suspected of committing. Right? This cracks me up. And like I mentioned, Dennis and his former CFO, Mark, have pled not guilty to charges they stole $600 million from Tyco. Now, Tyco, the Tyco still exists as a company. It is accusing Dennis of using company money for personal extravagances including a 40th birthday party in Sardinia for his wife, Karen. Now, according to prosecutors, Dennis gave the party at the Hotel Cala di Volpe in Sardinia. It featured an ice sculpture of Michelangelo's David with vodka streaming from the statue's penis into crystal glasses. That's according to a 2002 Tyco internal report. Now, the tapes also show an exploding birthday cake with a replica of a woman's breasts on top. Tyco paid for most of the $2.1 million that was spent on Mrs. Kozlowski's 40th birthday party. I don't know. Am I wrong? $2.1 million. What do these people use for brains? You know, I know F. Scott Fitzgerald's character said it years ago that the rich are different from you and me. But this is not obscene? Is this not obscene? $2 million for some broad's 40th birthday party? By this thug, this thief, who is accused of stealing $600 million? And not only is he what he is, but the perversion of a piece of art. Michelangelo's David peeing champagne.
Vodka.
Vodka, I'm sorry. Peeing vodka. You know, it's understandable that some weaselly little punk like Dennis Kozlowski would have a birthday cake with breasts on it that then would explode. Doesn't that speak volumes? Sure it does. I saw this in the New York Times over the weekend, and I just about lost my lunch. From Wayne in France. Hello, Mike. Just a short note from an avid listener and expatriate here in France. I've been here 27 years, and your show has helped me believe that everyone back home hasn't gone completely insane. Anyway, Wayne writes, I want to tell you about my French friends who always get a good laugh when they read about neocons. The word neocon, which we use on this program frequently. Wayne writes, you see, in French, the word con, C-O-N, is one of the worst insults possible. It loosely translates into something on the along the lines of stupid, how do I say this guy, the a-hole. You can fill in the two S's that are missing there. The prefix neo is used exactly the same way as in English, so every time they read neocon, they're understanding, well, you get the gist of it. However, C-O-N in French is pronounced with a long O, as in cone, and the N is not pronounced. Just thought it was very amusing and very fitting. Neoco. Neoco is a new stupid a-hole. Is that what Wayne is saying here? I think he is. Love the show, Mike. Just wish I could get up early enough to call in someday. Well, you'll probably hear this from the WhiteRoseSociety.org archive. So, hi, Wayne. It's official now. Bush has picked the official propaganda network. It is Fox. A little earlier this evening, about an hour ago, Bush did an interview on Fox News that was taped. He doesn't even trust Fox. You have to tape the interview. Or Rove doesn't trust Fox. It's not that, let me back up. It's not that Rove doesn't trust Fox. Of course Karl Rove trusts Fox. Karl Rove doesn't trust George. That he'll just blurt something out of his empty-headed mouth that would just, oh my God. So it was a taped interview. Now, was it something provided to all the networks, cable or broadcast? No, it was just Fox. And as Rob Call at opednews.com points out, this is the most unavailable to the media president in history. By doing an interview with Fox, well, in recent history, by doing an interview with Fox, it's almost like he's officially acknowledging Fox as his approved station. Rob writes, he knows that with Fox, he's secure. No reporters will ask uncomfortable questions. He knows that with Fox, fair and balanced means he won't have to worry about probing questions, won't have to worry about surprises. The interview will be a puff piece where he can mislead and lie to his heart's content. Then again, you might just call the piece on Fox tonight practice for what he'll be doing at the UN tomorrow. Yeah. If you've been to opednews.com, check it out. Now, what is interesting, Anna sent this to me. While too stupid to find his ass with his ASS with both hands, was giving the interview on Fox News. CNN, USA Today, Gallup released a new poll that shows Bush's approval rating has dropped to the lowest of his presidency. And the new CNN, USA Today, Gallup poll shows Bush running slightly behind Wesley Clark. According to the poll, Bush's ratings slipped to 50% in this poll of more than 1,000 Americans. That's down from 60% in August, 71% in March. Wesley Clark led Bush in a head-to-head contest, 48% to 46% among those polled. Now, that's within the margin of error on this poll, which apparently was three percentage points. But interesting, isn't it? Huh? Senator John Kerry and Clark were both narrowly ahead of the president, according to the poll of registered voters. Kerry, too, huh? Three other candidates in the group of 10 Democrats vying for the president's job, Howard Dean, Gephardt, and Joe Lieberman, were close to Bush in the poll. The survey indicates Bush's job performance rating declined as questions about the U.S. effort in Iraq rose. It found Americans were split over whether Iraq was worth going to war over. A month ago, 63% held the view that it was. In the latest poll, CNN USA Today Gallup poll, nearly 90% said they do not think that the war is over. Oh, aren't we brilliant? Hey! It makes you wonder about the remaining, huh? The remaining, what, 10%? Almost 90% think the war's not over. What constitutes a war being over, you morons? You 10% that don't have the sense God gave a piss ant? If American soldiers are fighting people and killing people, and American soldiers are fighting people and dying, what do you call that? You 10% in this. Oh, God. Okay, I'll look for it. Poll was collected September 19th through the 21st. What's today, the 22nd? Friday, Saturday, and Sunday? So now Bush is behind Clark and job approval thing is down to 50%. Makes you wonder what these 50% of Americans, what do they use as guideposts for reality? Huh? If half the people in this country can say,
I think Bush is doing a wonderful job. I'm unemployed, and my savings have been destroyed, and my son was killed 6 weeks ago in Iraq, and my daughter was wounded in an attack there, and my wife got laid off too, and you know, everything's going to hell. But you know what? I have faith in this guy because you know why? At least he's not having oral sex in the Oval Office. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, put me down in the. I think he's doing a good job. I'm sorry I don't have more sons to give to the war effort because, you know, we're bringing freedom to, who is it? Oh, yeah, the Iranians.
Tell Are you still paying the price for something you did in your past? No, not that embarrassing incident at the frat house. I'm talking about all those high-interest student loans you agreed to. Well, we can help. Just call 1-800-2-COLLEGE. Anytime, 24-7. We're College Loan Corporation. We're dedicated to helping you refinance your college loans with interest rates as low as 2.63%, the lowest rates in nearly 40 years. So tell those old loans to hit the road and call 1-800-2-COLLEGE. It's the smartest call you can make.
Hi, Tom Baudette for Motel6.com. Next time you're goofing around on the internet, you know, in other words, the next time you're at work, click on over to Motel6.com for Click 6 Web Bargains. Those are special discounts at hundreds of locations that you can only get when you book online. Just look for the Click 6 icon at Motel6.com and then get back to work. I'm Tom Baudette, and we'll leave the light and the modem on for you. And a core hotel.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
The Mike Mola Show.
We are going to do Rumsfeld now. You know, I talk about doing acid 30 years ago. Rumsfeld must do it daily. Right before he goes out for a press conference, Rummy comes out, all acid-headed up and, you know, just stoned on his ass, just completely freaked out.
Oh, hi. I noticed the doorknobs are all crawling around the ceiling. Hello. Ask me nothing. Get these spiders off of me. People are waving things at me. There's stuff jumping out of doors. Ew, Jesus. You know, the fire hose on the wall there. It just rose up like a snake. And you're asking me questions like, I don't know this stuff.
This is the Secretary of Defense, Truth Seeker. It's insane. Do you understand? These people are crazy.
Sell crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
The Mike Mola Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, helping you with your pets and talking to celebrities, like from The Cosby Show and the Dr. Dolittle movies, Raven Simone. Do you have any pets of your own?
I do. I have two chinchillas and I have a big Briard.
Do you train your dog?
I don't. I just give him love and take him out, so he better love me because I have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So here you are, Charisse Dolittle, who talks to the animals, and you don't even train your own dog. Nothing but love.
Nothing but love. All they need is love.
Animal Talk, Saturdays and Sundays on the IE America Radio Network.
Doing talk radio right from the left. It's Mike Mola.
24 past the hour. 800 Talk Yes is the number. Dawn is calling from Portland, Oregon. Hey, Dawn.
Hi, Mike. Happy
doing?
Monday.
Hey, thanks
it's
a lot.
Monday, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great Monday. It's nothing but rain down here today.
All day long.
Rain. I'm ready to open a vein.
Well, you can send some of it our way. I'm used to it being rainy and cold, and that's the way we like it up here. So
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Listen, on Wesley Clark,
yeah.
I noticed him when he did Meet the Press,
mm-hmm.
and he said to Russert, listen, people around the White House wanted to connect 9/11 to Hussein.
Right.
And that, oh, wow, this guy's great. And I've given him my eye on him ever since. And these poll numbers are absolutely astounding, Mike.
They are. I'm gonna tell you, Dawn. I've got a problem here, and I'll tell you why. I've said on this program before, I don't like sneaks and liars, and also I know that what's the first word? The second word is consistency. Blank consistency is a hobgoblin of small minds. I'm not trying to be overly consistent here, but here's what I'm getting to. Back in 99, was it 99, Kathy, 98, 99, during the bombing of Serbia?
And the Pristina Airport thing?
Yeah, I came down on Wesley Clark real hard when he was the Supreme NATO Commander, and I'll tell you why I did. First of all, the bombing of civilian targets to me is a criminal act. I don't care who does it. I don't care if George Bush does it or Saddam Hussein does it, or Palestinian bombers or the Israeli Defense Forces. I mean, you know, blowing up civilians, killing civilians is a criminal offense. Also, it was on Wesley Clark's watch that they salted that part of Europe with depleted uranium to the extent that God only knows how many people in Yugoslavia and wherever the Danube flows from that area of Yugoslavia are going to give birth to deformed children, are going to die prematurely because of the use of depleted uranium weapons. Now, having said
that's the negative side.
Yeah, I just can't. I can't get on board with this one. If it came down to Wesley Clark or George Bush, yes, I'm going to vote for Wesley Clark.
Would you be accepting of him as a VP candidate?
Probably more so if the presidential candidate were either Kucinich or Dean.
Like a Dean Clark, you'd take that.
I would. I'm still a Kucinich. I still back Kucinich 100%. I've got to. I believe in the man. I don't have any problem with anybody else backing Democrats. You know, other Democrats, except Lieberman. but
I would hold my nose. If it were Lieberman and Bush, I would still hold my nose and vote Lieberman, even though I can't stand the man.
It's just with Clark. There is too much history out on Clark. Now, I know he was first in his class at West Point. That says something.
And there's the Clinton connection.
The Clinton connection. I'll tell you the truth. The Clinton connection is a little strange to me right now. I haven't figured that out yet. You know, there was...
It seems... I know you told me quit listening to the blowhards on the broadcast dial, but I sometimes can't help myself, but I've kept way down. And they are absolutely in a frothing mouth tizzy.
So I've heard.
This
man. Yeah. Well, they see.
And to me, I don't know. The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yeah.
And if he scares these people as badly as he seems to scare these people,
right?
Then to me, that means that there must be something there that I don't know if you saw this, but there was an editorial cartoon in the Washington Post this weekend. And it was a debate stand where Clark is standing there in full dress, four stars, and Bush is getting into his bunny pants suit. With the Clark-Bush 2004 presidential debate.
I didn't see that. That speaks volumes. I know it does.
So I'm just wondering. I don't know if he's too good to be true. I've liked him. I've paid attention to him.
Yeah.
But I just don't want to get my hopes up too high.
I hear you. Dawn, thanks for checking in.
Hey. Right. Take it easy, Mike.
You have a nice rest of Monday.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
We're pleased to announce tonight that tentative contract agreements have been reached between Yale University and Locals 34 and 35.
With these words, New Haven Mayor John DeStefano announced the end of a three-week strike at Yale University. The contracts cover two locals of the Hotel Employees and Restaurant Employees International Union, whose previous labor agreements expired a full 19 months ago. On Friday afternoon, a combined 4,000 workers in both unions ratified the eight-year deals by nearly unanimous margins, promising years of peace on a campus accustomed to labor strife. Under the deals, monthly pensions will nearly double, and wages will increase by 44% through January of 2010. Retroactive increases will bring workers an average bonus of over $2,500. The workers return to work today for the first time since the fall semester began.
Don't use a sick day for 6 months. Win $300. That's the proposal from the Vancouver Coastal Health Authority, which manages British Columbia's largest hospitals, clinics, and nursing homes. In an attempt to cut costs, the authorities told all its employees, including nurses and medical technicians, that if they don't take sick days between now and mid-March, they'll be entered in a $300 raffle. The idea doesn't sit well with the workers, though, many of whom call the promotion irresponsible as it increases the chance of endangering already sick patients.
While U.S. labor unions continue to mull over a crowded field of Democratic presidential candidates, organized labor's top official says he'd like another shot at a four-year term. John Sweeney recently announced his intention to run for re-election as president of the AFL-CIO when his term expires in 2005. Sweeney first came to power in 1995 and has twice been reelected.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Anaconda.
Budgie.
Camel.
Tick-tick.
Emu.
Frog.
Gopher.
Hyena.
Iguana.
Jaguar.
Cuda Mundi.
Llama.
Minx.
Animal
Narwhal.
Talk. We talk Oscar. About what you do to your animals and what your animals do to you. Mark, Donna, and Dr. Brad answer all your animal questions from A to Z, Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network. Penguin.
Whale.
Rooster.
Seal.
Tortoise.
Zebra.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. It seems that some of our otherwise upstanding citizens are listening to the Mike Malloy Show at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Surely you can find a more patriotic and productive use of your evening hours. For example, organizing neighborhood watch parties to search for the terrorists who are certain to be lurking in your playgrounds and possibly hiding dangerous weapons of mass destruction in your victory gardens. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
Hey, conservatives, here comes your worst nightmare. It's Mike Malloy.
Twenty-seven before the hour. 800 talk, yes, is the number. As far as Wes Clark, you don't need to hear it from me. You are an independent thinker. You wouldn't be listening to this program occasionally. Check him out. Wesley Clark has, you know, like most of these guys, he has a record. He has a record of what he's done. He has a record of what he said, as does Dennis Kucinich, as does Joe Lieberman, as does all of them. There's a record out there of what they've done. The hesitation, part of the hesitation that I have about this jump on the Wesley Clark bandwagon is the realization that we're watching our country being destroyed by a cabal of right-wing neo-Nazis, and I think we can all agree, neo-fascists, I should say, we can all agree, not you right-wingers, go away, but people who still can think and can observe and still have a political sense can come to that conclusion that the country is being torn to pieces by George W. Bush and his cabal of neo-fascists. So, and how do you overcome that? You have a field of Democratic candidates, a couple of whom are certainly leaders. They certainly have leadership qualities, but they can't. Some of them can't seem to get any publicity from this pro-fascist press we have in this country.
Other ones can't get any traction because they can't get their message out. You know, they're trying. And then all of a sudden, into the mix jumps somebody as glamorous, and you understand how I'm using that word, as glamorous as Wesley Clark. And we Democrats tend to swoon in a situation like that. Like, and why? Why do we tend to swoon? And by swoon, I mean faint. Because we think, oh, Jesus, here's somebody that could turn this pack of lying bastards out into the gutter from whence they came. So, yeah, you know, like Dawn and a lot of people have seen Wesley Clark as St. George, believe it or not, to slay the dragon that is this Bush crime enterprise, this Bush crime family. If it gets down to Wesley Clark and George Bush on the ballot, well sure, I think a lot of Democrats who don't see Wesley Clark as Mr. Clean or St. George would hold their breath, hold their nose, and vote for this guy. But, you know, I will go back, just like you Dean supporters can go back to the reality of your enthusiasm for your man. It's been consistent. It's been steady. I think those of us who support Dennis Kucinich, our support has been consistent. It's been steady. As far as the other candidates are concerned, do they have consistent and steady supporters? Does Kerry? Does Gephardt? Does Lieberman? How about Sharpton and Carol Moseley Braun? Who am I leaving off? God, I know I'm leaving somebody off. Bob Graham? I mean, do they have consistent, steady, out here in the real world supporters? I'm not talking about their campaign staffs or political operatives. I'm talking about, I hate this term, common folk like you and me. Do they have that? Do they have what Kucinich has, what Dean has? Maybe they do. Maybe they do. But I think part of the allure, and then like Dawn pointed out, when you have the pig man and the piglet attacking, or Sean Hannity is referred to by another right-winger here in Atlanta as the baby Jesus. That's what Neil Bortz refers to him as. When you have the pig man and the baby Jesus. Let's use Neil's term. All right, you know, I don't like Neil either, but that's pretty good. See, the only reason Neil came up is because he's jealous of Sean, you know. Right, he calls him cutie pie and he's real jealous of him. But anyway, when you have the pig man and baby Jesus assaulting as best they can Wesley Clark. Yeah, like Dawn pointed out, it makes you go, oh, Jesus, I'll vote for Wesley Clark for anything. If these two thugs are attacking him, yeah, I understand that. I really do. It would be hypocritical of me at this point to be supportive of Wesley Clark as a political candidate when I tried to attack him as often as I could when I was on WLS when he was the Supreme NATO commander and was poisoning Central Europe with depleted uranium and targeting civilians. Does anybody remember that? Okay, I know this is not the war against Serbia. This is the war to save this country. I understand. It'll all come out in the wash, y'all. Peter is calling from Midland, Michigan. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Mike. Mike, I'm an absolute awe. First of all, You're my favorite guy.
Oh, well, thanks.
You're saving my life out here.
Yeah, well, you guys saved mine, too. Trust me.
Well, here's the deal. I've been doing a slow simmer for quite a while, and I guess I just have to say that we as progressive voters or Democrats, I'm not really a Democrat, but if we're going to insist that our candidate be as pure as baby Jesus, and by that I don't mean Sean Hannity.
I know.
Then we've got a problem. And it really seems to be that way for a lot of people, you know. And I'm speaking from the perspective of that woman in Baghdad who has just picked her baby's brains up off the street.
Right.
And she's holding them up to you and saying, you know, you couldn't bring yourself to vote for the lesser of two evils?
Yeah, I know. And I understand that, Peter. I really, really do. And, you know, I've got a big mouth now, but come November 4th, I don't care if they run probably a semi-tractor trailer against this bastard. I'll vote for the semi-tractor trailer. I understand what you're saying. I do. I really, really do. I would like to see Dennis Kucinich as president. I'd like to see Howard Dean would obviously be my second choice. I don't know. Kerry would be. I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying.
Well, it's just, you know, I'd like to see Jesus Christ as president, but you know,
right.
he wouldn't make any traction in this with this Congress. You
mm-mm,
know?
Mm-mm.
And, you know.
One thing about Wesley Clark that I think is real, whether we like it or not, and that is this. I think Wesley Clark would have so-called coattails, and whereas maybe a Howard Dean wouldn't, or Dennis Kucinich wouldn't, or even a John Kerry wouldn't. The people who make the point about Wesley Clark that he is a career military white male from the South, they make a point that you can't deny, and that is a white military man, career military. Even though he's anti-war, he's still career military, and he is from the South. He's got an advantage, and he's going to pull a lot of independents. He's going to pull a lot of Republicans. So you can't deny that. Wesley Clark would probably whip George Bush's ass.
Well, there's probably several tickets that could.
And he would have. I know where I was going with that. He would have coattails. He would bring in a Democratic House and Senate. That's what I was trying to say. And that's key, as you pointed out.
Right. Well, one of the concerns is that whoever comes in has got to be able to work with the Congress, and to get that, you're looking at some. You got to get someone who's been around for a while and has the connections and has the IOUs and all that mm-hmm. stuff that goes along with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jimmy Carter was a great guy and one of my favorite presidents, but that was one of his downfalls. You know, he did mm-hmm. not have the alliances.
Right. Right.
I had one more point I was going to make, and I'm kind of slipping away from me. But on a totally, totally different topic, I emailed you today with an article about the Odaigo workers at the World Trade Center who were notified.
Oh yeah,
two hours prior.
That came from you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. I've heard these stories before. I don't know what to believe at this point. I just don't know what to believe.
It's the first time I've seen it in any kind of reputable source like Haaretz.
Yeah.
Which is, that's pretty.
Yeah, it's a newspaper published in Israel. It's fairly reliable.
It's more or less like the Boston Globe here. It's,
there you go.
Very well thought of.
Yeah, yeah.
Paper.
Yeah, I'm going to take more time to read it this evening, what you sent me.
Sure, sure.
Thanks, Peter.
Hey, thank you, man.
All right, sir. You have a nice evening. June is calling from Davenport, Iowa. June, welcome to the program.
Yes, I'm calling on behalf of Governor Dean. I've been supporting him from the beginning, and
uh-huh.
he makes...
Hey, June.
Yes?
Listen, we're getting all kinds of static on this end. I want you to do me a favor. Hang up and call the 800 number again, because it's terrible. Your voice is breaking up. So if you would just hang up and call the 800 number again, we'll put you right on. Thanks, June. I hate that when that happens, huh? Don't you? I'm starting to feel like I would imagine most of the voters in Missouri felt, who voted for Mel Carnahan, who was dead at the time, instead of voting for John Ashcroft. And that's my attitude for the next election. I'm starting to realize that I would probably vote for a dead man instead of George W. Bush. I'm as serious as a heart attack. It's just what this thug and his cabal of fascists have done to this country is almost irreparable damage. All right, we got June back. There you are.
Yeah, there I am.
No static. Thank you for doing that.
Oh, that's okay. Listen, I'm calling on behalf of Governor Dean. I've been supporting him from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that he makes Clark look like a wimp. I mean, after you've met Dean,
yeah,
and Clark, his, when he said he was going to run, and they had so much build up on it,
mm-hmm.
and it was such a letdown. I mean, it looked like popping a balloon. He looked like such a wimp.
Oh, you mean when he made his announcement?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll have to agree, June. It was a very uninspiring announcement, and I think Wesley Clark was extremely nervous.
Oh, yes.
For a guy who has commanded troops and of several nations, for a guy who has appeared on television probably almost as much as Ed Sullivan, he was really nervous when he stood out there to announce he was going to run for president. No question about that. But don't you think that all of these candidates, whether I support them, you support them or not, they're a little bit nervous when they first start out, but they get over it.
Yeah, but you'd think someone in his position would have been over that a long time ago.
And it looks like the Wesley Clark campaign is attracting a lot of people who worked on Clinton, Gore, and Al Gore's campaign, especially the media-savvy ones who are probably going to spend quite a bit of time over the next several weeks with intensives on teaching Wesley Clark how to present himself in media. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you see, that's what bothers me. The DLC decided they didn't want Dean. So that's the reason they brought Clark in to defeat him.
Kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
Yeah. And if it's so, I'll tell you, I'll join a third party.
Well, now wait. You wouldn't, if it came down to Clark and Clark and Bush?
Oh, I would vote for Clark.
Okay.
But I think we'd be building a third party for the next election.
Well, you know, I've advocated that for a long time, that the Green Party should, you know, not that I have any business advising anybody of anything, but I would strongly suggest to the Green Party, they've got to build a political base. They've got to win some county commissioner seats, some governor seats, some representative seats, and then run for president.
But if they start their grassroots organization like Dean has and starting to build their party, they could get someplace.
Yeah, probably so.
Especially if they screw the people over in this election. But anyway, tell Gary from North Carolina, this is his mother.
Oh, it's Gary's mother in North Carolina. Gary in North Carolina.
Yeah.
And this is June in Davenport. All right, June.
All righty, thank
Thanks
you.
For checking in.
Uh-huh.
All right, appreciate your call. We certainly do have choices this time, don't we? Or do we? You know, a lot of cynics among us Democrats would say, well, Malloy, we don't have any choices at all. You know, these candidates are pre-selected for us. You know, unless it's Dean or Kucinich. All the rest of them are pre-selected. Kerry, Clark, Gephardt, Lieberman. Well, Carol Mosley Brown is not pre-selected, and neither is Al Sharpton. So it's about 50-50. But we certainly have a spectrum to choose from, don't we, Democrats? Hmm? Bob is calling from Longview, Texas. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Mike. How are you tonight?
Doing fine, sir.
Hey, Mike, good side about all of this. I think you're getting more of the public awareness. I think we're finally waking up as a political entity in the United States.
Yeah.
At the same time, though, you know, Mike, is George Bush and his cabal, Cheney, Wolfowitz, Pearl, and all of them, I got to believe they're going to fight to the very last person to hang on to the White House. What happens if they do end up losing the White House? They all go to jail. Don't they realize this?
I would hope they would all go to jail, but I don't know if even a Democrat-controlled House of Representatives would. Well, I don't know if once they're all out of office, I don't know where I guess an investigation would have to come from the Department of Justice, from a new attorney general who would file federal charges against these people for what they did to the country. But just like, I mean, these guys are real criminals. And the thing about it, Bob, they're expert criminals. These guys have been criminals for 25, 30 years. I don't think they're going to leave a legal trail that can be followed by, you know, somebody like Elliot Spitzer or a federal prosecutor who could nail it. Bob, I'm having the same problem with your call that I had with June's. I'm going to ask you to call, just hang up and call in again. Apparently one of our lines here is rain-soaked. So if you would, I'll put you on again, Bob, if you'll call back in. We had just a what we call in the South, a gully washer, earlier here today, and it went on most of the day, and apparently we've got a couple of lines. You know, we have to deal with Southern Bell down here, or Bell South, whatever the hell it's called. Quick break. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
The good life was so elusive. Handouts, they got me down.
In high places. They've stolen our country and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places, a ray of hope in these dark days, and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
Hi, Tom Baudet for Motel 6. Some websites use outrageous gimmicks to attract visitors, like click here and get three wishes. But at Motel6.com, they have Click 6 web bargains that save you even more off the lowest price of any national chain. And you can only get them when you book online. Sorry, no three wishes, but you will have more money. That's usually wish number one anyway. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light on for you. And a core hotel.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Hi, I'm Stephen Sack, and I host the Employees Lawyer Show on IE America Radio Network. We take calls from people all over the United States, and we help them in their job problems. So if you ever wondered what job rights you have and how to fight back, I'm the guy to call.
Listen to Stephen at his new time on Sundays from 9 a.m. until noon and rebroadcast from 9 p.m. till midnight.
For more information on my show or other shows on the IE America Radio Network, go to IEAmericaRadio.com. It's the best advice I can give.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, taking your calls, talking to celebrities like Raven Simone from The Cosby Show and the Dr. Dolittle movies. Do you have any pets of your own?
I do. I have two chinchillas and I have a big briar.
Do you train your dog?
I don't. I just give him love and take him out. So he better love me because I have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So here you are, Charisse Dolittle, to talk to the animals. And you don't even train your own dog. Nothing but love.
Nothing but love. All the need is love.
Animal Talk on the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush with a helpful hint to resist the wicked and shameful addiction that causes some of our otherwise mentally healthy citizens to tune into the Mike Malloy Show weeknights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I suggest that you recovering Malloy listeners spend these 3 hours simply standing in your yards, saluting the flags on your houses, apartments, or trailers, or whatever you little people live in. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, taking your calls, talking to celebrities like Raven Simone from The Cosby Show and the Dr. Dolittle movies. Do you have any pets of your own?
I do. I have two chinchillas and I have a big Briard.
Do you train your dog?
I don't. I just give him love and take him out. So he better love me because I have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So here you are, Therese Dolittle, who talks to the animals. You don't even train your own dog. Nothing but love.
Nothing but love. All the need is love.
Animal Talk on the IE America Radio Network.
Restoring balance to talk radio. Here's Mike Malloy.
It's about five before the hour. Coming up next hour, political trivia. You can win an autographed copy of Tom Hartman, our colleague Tom Hartman's latest book on equal protection. We'll be giving copies coming up next hour. Plus, Condoleezza Valdez held a press conference today to preview W's UN speech tomorrow. We'll have some of that audio for you a bit later in the show. She's kind of scary, you know. Condoleezza Valdez, is that what you wrote on the screen here, Kathy? I like that, Condoleezza Valdez. Dan is calling from Richmond, California. Hey, Dan.
Hi, Mike Malloy. I'm a second-time caller.
Well, welcome aboard,
And I was just thinking the other day, you know that feeling when you have a spider, you know, crawling on your back or your arm or something?
Yeah.
You know, that's the kind of feeling that I get every time I watch these right-wing nuts.
I hear that.
And it's like... These presidential candidates, they're supposed to be on, you're supposed to see them on the TV,
uh-huh.
And this recall is just, you know, just watering that down.
Mm-hmm.
And we never hear, all we see is Arnold and this recall, and it's starting to really piss me off.
Well, I can understand that. I certainly can. But this is America. Our media in this country, for the most part, are pretty much sold out to total whoredom. And that means If Arnold Schwarzenegger is holding one of his half-witted press conferences, they're going to cover it.
Oh, he is such a liar. He actually said that he likes Richard Nixon, Ronald Reagan, and he thought they were good presidents.
Yeah.
And it's just funny. And the other thing is that Kerry and Wesley Clark, they are both war heroes, right?
I don't know how to define that term anymore, war heroes. They're both combat veterans who have been awarded some pretty heavy medal where it concerns acts of valor in combat. It just depends on, you know, what the acts were. I would say they're both heavy-duty combat veterans. But
well, as far as that goes, they're a lot better than these chicken hawks in office right now.
Well, yeah. And
it really pisses me off when these right-wings say, Democrats have no military experience.
Right. Well, that's a lie and always has been.
And then Governor Dean, I was at one of his events, and he was lieutenant governor four times
mm-hmm.
and governor another four times and never lost a campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And his average spender is $75, and he's already raised $10 million.
That speaks volumes. It really does. Dan, we've got a break here. Listen, thank you for checking in, pal. Quick break, and we shall return. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003. My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. It seems some of you are still listening to that Mike Malloy person at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Many chronic Malloy listeners have found it helpful to repeatedly snap a little rubber band against the soft flesh of their wrists when they feel the un-American urge to turn on the Mike Malloy Show. The pain is only temporary, but it is nothing compared to the everlasting furnaces of a brimstone hell you will experience if you continue listening to the Mike Malloy Show. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
Yes, I'm calling about about the Michael Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off...
Why?
...is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, on IE America Radio Network.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. The U.S. military has launched an investigation into how a Muslim chaplain working with terrorism suspects at a military base in Cuba was found with classified documents. Captain James Lee has been arrested and is being held under suspicion of espionage. Owen Fay has this report.
A military official speaking anonymously said U.S. Captain James Yee was arrested after being found with classified documents detailing prison diagrams, lists of those being held, and the names of the people interrogating them. According to the official, these were documents the chaplain was not authorized to see. An investigation is now underway into possible ties between Yee and radical Muslim groups, as well as to who might have provided the documents to him. Under U.S. military law, Yee can be held for up to 120 days without charge. Owen Fay, Washington.
President Bush will turn up the heat when he speaks to the U.N. General Assembly tomorrow. The president wants money and troops for post-war Iraq despite the lack of U.N. consent for the U.S.-led war last spring. While in New York, President Bush is scheduled to meet privately with French President Jacques Chirac and German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder, two U.S. allies who opposed the war. Meanwhile, America's top man in Iraq is defending the president's request for an additional $87 billion for post-war Iraq. Paul Bremer says things are going much better in Iraq than the global media is reporting.
Smokers, now you can break the nicotine habit safely, effectively, and naturally within 7 days, guaranteed. And now you can quit smoking for good without craving, side effects, irritability, or weight gain with an amazing new product called Smoke Free. Smoke Free consists of three herbal supplements that work together to completely and naturally eliminate your body's cravings for nicotine. Smoke Free replenishes vital nutrients as it counteracts the effects of nicotine without the use of dangerous drugs or patches. Your mood, nervousness, and sleep will improve as your dependence on nicotine is eliminated. In fact, the ingredients in Smoke-Free is so effective, it's listed as an all-natural homeopathic medicine, and surveys boast an amazing 92% success rate. So if you've ever thought about or tried to quit smoking in the past, now you can be smoke-free in 7 days, guaranteed. Call now to try Smoke-Free completely risk-free. It's safe, effective, and guaranteed to work. You have nothing to lose but your life. So call toll-free, 1-800-485-0648. That's 1-800-485-0648.
Football players from a Long Island high school may face charges after allegedly sodomizing some of their teammates. Wayne County, Pennsylvania District Attorney Mark Zimmer says administrators at Belmore Merrick School District and coaches were reluctant to share information with authorities.
I would like to think that organizations such as a school district, such as an athletic department in a school district, whose primary concern is the education and the help for children in their school district, would be cooperative with an agency that is trying to make sure that those children are protected and that if anyone has hurt them, that they be punished.
Zimmer says the older members of the Mepham High School football team allegedly sodomized their younger teammates using a broomstick, golf balls, and pine cones at summer training camp in eastern Pennsylvania. The Nassau County District Attorney's Office says they're working with Zimmer's office to serve his interstate subpoenas. Authorities have not released the number of victims or alleged suspects connected with the crime.
One ringy dingy. Oh, is this the party to whom I am speaking? Ernestine Tomlin here, WebEx Communications visionary. I want to tell you about the new ringy dingy, online meetings from WebEx. With WebEx, you share real-time voice, video, and data all through your browser. It's the world's richest web conferencing experience. Use WebEx and kick your competition in the tush. Visit me today at WebEx.com. I have something to show you.
Today is the 100th anniversary of the ice cream cone. Dairy Queen's Dean Peters says on this day a patent was awarded in New York for an inedible paper cone. A year later, in 1904, an ice cream vendor at the World's Fair in St. Louis ran out of dishes.
Well, there happened to be a gentleman right next door to him who was serving a waffle-like pastry. What they did, they rolled up the waffle-like pastry, put ice cream in it, and voila, you had the ice cream cone.
In honor of the anniversary, you can get a free ice cream cone today at participating Dairy Queen locations. Peter says in turn they're asking for donations, which will be given to the Children's Miracle Network. It was a down day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 110 points to 95.35. The S&P 500 slipped 14 points to 10.23. The NASDAQ was down 31 to 18.74. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lycos with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ask Shirley MacLaine, and she may tell you she was Marie Antoinette or even Zeus in another life. Believe that or not, I'll tell you about some real automotive reincarnations when I come back. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. You won't need a seance to see where your old car might have gone. Just drive to your new car dealer, because 12 million vehicles were recycled last year. Thanks to Open Loop Recycling, any scrap of steel liquefied in the process melting furnace can be reformed into any shape. That means fenders of old Crown Vicks or Caprices might reincarnate as hoods of brand new Mercedes. And like the mythological Phoenix, steel conquers its trial by fire and is actually strengthened in the recycling process. I'm Bobby Lycos. Lycos, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. I guess we couldn't get Bob in Longview, Texas back, huh? Bad phone. We got a dead phone line here? Is that what we got? Okay. Our senior correspondent, Chris in Minnesota, set this in over the break here. Chris watches Washington Journal on C-SPAN in the morning. It's a real freak show. I occasionally watch it if I, you know, can prop my eyelids open that hour of the morning. But Rob says, a woman called Washington Journal this morning and said, and I quote, and this is the funniest moment of the morning,
Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton have set Wesley Clark up as the candidate, and Hillary's going to be his vice president. And I guarantee you he'll be dead within 4 months of winning the presidency, and she'll be occupying the White House.
Chris writes, I was almost murdered by laughter, and they call us crazy conspiracy theorists. Yeah, I mean, that is so typical. Well, you can't blame a woman. After all, Bill and Hillary are responsible, according to Jerry Falwell, for what, 30, 40 deaths in Arkansas, Honduras, Mississippi, Tennessee, the North Pole, Nova Scotia, where else? Saudi Arabia, I don't know, East Elbow, Arizona, right? Bill and Hillary are just a one-man murder squad. Jesus, people in this country are sick. Just sick, just out of their skulls. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You know what I think happened? I really do think this happened. I think that maybe Abby Hoffman and Jerry Rubin and some of the yippies actually did lace some of the water supplies in this country with LSD 20, 30 years ago. I'm sorry, 30 years ago. Only really low-key stuff, right? Just the kind of stuff that wouldn't kick in for about 3 decades. And now you have this whole generation of freeper, right-wing freaks out here who are really tripping and just don't know it. Is that a possibility? Of course it is. Dennis is calling from Los Angeles. Dennis, welcome to the program. Your first time calling?
It is my first time calling. Thank you very much.
Well, welcome aboard.
Excellent. Well, I'm a huge Wesley Clark fan, and I understand that you may or may not be totally sold on him yet. And
I've been following and reporting on Wesley Clark's military career for the past 4 or 5 years. So I don't come to that position just from hearing the latest on Fox News.
No, and I wouldn't expect that you would.
Right.
I'm extremely buoyed by the polls that have come out, by the response he's received. Granted, he's had a couple of missteps in the early sense campaign, which isn't surprising considering he's not an experienced politician.
Right.
But I think that he really is. The thing, I mean, I love all of our candidates, don't get me wrong, but
right.
I think that he has the best chance of all of our candidates to unseat Bush. And I don't want to have it close enough where he's going to, Bush is going to be able to steal it again. I don't want it to be close enough to steal. I want to blow this guy away, and, metaphorically speaking, of course.
Right.
And, I really want to see...
Politically speaking, right.
Exactly.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
And,
I understand that, Dennis. I really do. And the real politic part of me has to agree. Certainly from a standpoint of media treatment, Dennis Kucinich has not been on the cover of anything. And today, Wesley Clark was on the cover of Newsweek. And Reagan, for God's sake, was on the cover of Time. But there's Wesley Clark on the cover of Newsweek. Wesley Clark is going to get the media attention that no other political candidate on the Democratic side has gotten, not even Dean. Dean has had to struggle and kick and scream and fight for every bit of media attention that he's gotten. And he's only done it because he's forced the media to pay attention to him. Kucinich, who happens to be the candidate that I back, has gotten nothing. Even though everything Kucinich says is not only rational and from the heart as well as from the head, it's true Democratic Party politics, and beyond that, it's American politics. And but. Wesley Clark is going to catch the spotlight. He's a very bright, shiny member of this 10-candidate field now, and the media are going to swarm around him like flies around a dung heap. I don't mean any dispersions there on Wesley. I consider him to be, what he is. He's a military man who certainly did his job, whether it was at West Point or any theater in which he has had to fulfill U.S. foreign policy where it concerns the military. By God, he's done it. If he's left Central Europe peppered with depleted uranium that has a half-life of a couple billion years, well, I doubt if Wesley Clark was the one who said, hey, let's come up with depleted uranium. The weapons manufacturers came up with that
sure,
slice of genius.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
But I understand what you're saying. I do. And I certainly don't dispute what you're saying.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, I love Kucinich, too. I think he really is the heart of the Democratic Party. I think that, frankly, I would love it if we, as a country, had a good... if I felt that he had a good chance of winning the election, I would be thrilled, and I would love to elect someone as liberal as Dennis Kucinich, because I think that would be fantastic. But
let me suggest something. When folks like you and me say things like that, if I say, I've come very close to saying it on this program, if I thought Dennis had a chance, I would really, fill in the blank. Doesn't that become instantly a self-fulfilling prophecy, political prophecy, because people like you and me are perhaps hesitant to really come out and bust our asses for Dennis Kucinich. We are, you and me, willing to say, I think Wesley Clark has a chance to get this fascist group out of office. And therein lies a problem for me. Do you see that?
I do see that, and it's a position and a dilemma that I've thought about before. But in my opinion, I think that there has to be some element of realism, and I would greatly prefer it if all of our fellow Americans felt similarly, and that there was a gigantic groundswell of support for Kucinich, sort of similar to the groundswell that Dean has seen, although Dean is not as liberal as Kucinich, certainly.
Oh, no.
But I would love for that to happen. And, if I saw some objective indicia in the environment among certain people where you know, there could even be a movement like that even starting, I would be all aboard. But unfortunately, you know, I am still somewhat of a realist and a pragmatist, and on that level, I just really haven't seen. I'd love to see Kucinich take off, but and frankly, I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, Dennis. You make good sense. Listen, thank you for calling. I hope you call again.
Thank you so much.
All right, sir. Take care. You know, you could make an argument, and maybe it's been made by other callers to this program. I mean, maybe I've made it. I don't know. That the Democratic Party that Dennis Kucinich represents, the Democratic Party that I still think I believe in, is dead. Is just gone. CW, my emailing buddy from way down south, from where's CW from? Mississippi. Who signs, you know, his emails, Kucinich, support Kucinich, Kucinich 04. You know, maybe he and I and people who see Dennis Kucinich as our last caller just said, the heart of the Democratic Party. Maybe the heart is gone, you know. Maybe the Democratic Party doesn't go on heart anymore. Maybe it goes on brain. Maybe it goes on rational, real politic. You know? What do you think, CW? Do you think that could be the case? And to Kucinich supporters, you know, I've been thinking about this, obviously. That Dennis Kucinich, while he certainly represents everything that is valid in the Democratic Party as he knew it growing up in Ohio, as I knew it growing up right up the road from him in Ohio, as most people in this country who were working-class, blue-collar Democrats, as Kucinich was, as the Molloy family was, possibly your family was, if you were working-class and Democrat, the Democrats were easy to define. And the DLC, Bill Clinton, Al Gore, Howard Dean, who's not part of the DLC, but you understand what I'm saying. These are not Democrats that are familiar to people who would see Dennis Kucinich as the heart of the Democratic Party. They're just not. Now, if the Democratic Party is dead as we knew it, if there's been a rebirth and it is the DLC, then I guess we traditional Democrats are going to have to mourn the death of our party and move on and support the new Democrats. Doesn't that sound? It sounds like an apostasy, doesn't it? Coming from me, it really does. I don't feel very good saying that. I haven't made that decision for me personally. You know, that's all I'm talking about. Just me. Just moi. So I don't know. In a perfect world, you would have Dennis Kucinich up against Barry Goldwater. Right? We don't live there anymore, do we? No, we don't. I just know that, like a lot of you folks, the most critical event that I can see now, this may not be the case for the rest of whatever time I have left on the planet, but the most critical event that I can see now is to get this corrupt, stinking, degenerate Bush administration and its sycophants and thugs in Congress out of office. They've got to go. They must be turned back into the gutter that all of these little bastards swam out of to take over this country. They've got to be tossed out. That's the signal event for the rest of my life, as I see it now. Political event. You know what I'm saying. Come on. I'm not talking about other stuff. Is to see these people gone. They have to. This planet probably would not survive another 4 years of the Bush crime family. I don't see how it possibly could. Certainly this republic will not. Kurt is calling. He is our Salem, Massachusetts Bureau Chief. Hey, Kurt.
Hey, Mike, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Hey, listen, just in time to say, it's Kurt from Salem. I have to put you on hold. We'll do a break. We'll come right back and chat, okay?
No problem.
All right, we'll come back in just a second. We're at 800-TALK-YES, by the way. Do join us.
Still paying the price for something you did in your past? No, not that embarrassing incident at the frat house. I'm talking about all those high-interest student loans you agreed to. Well, we can help. Just call 1-800-2-COLLEGE. Anytime, 24-7. We're College Loan Corporation. We're dedicated to helping you refinance your college loans with interest rates as low as 2.63%, the lowest rates in nearly 40 years. So tell those old loans to hit the road and call 1-800-2-COLLEGE. It's the smartest call you can make.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better. He's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
It's time for another trip into the far, far, far out frontiers of free enterprise. Today, Spaceship Hightower takes you into the dark hole of corporate claims about the virtues of their packaged food products. Our guide is Consumer Reports magazine, which probes the crassness of commercialism every month. Here's a pick to get us started. Dairy Fresh. If you like fresh cream in your coffee, you might reach for this. Unless you happen to see the fine print confessing that ultra-pasteurized Dairy Fresh never saw the inside of a cow barn. It's non-dairy creamer. Then there's the big summer sausage that the Hillshire Farm proudly labels Yardo Beef. Now that's a hunk of sausage. But it's not a yard-long hunk by any stretch of the imagination. More like a foot and a half. But 16 1/4 inches of beef just wouldn't have the same zing. So what the hell? Call it a yard. Let's give credit for truth in packaging, though, to the Dole Company. Its bag of peeled mini carrots has this reassuring disclosure right on the front. Contains carrots. If you think it's absurd that Dole would feel it necessary to tell us that its bag of carrots contains carrots, you've not tried the Brie and Peppercorn Gourmet Spread. Flip the box over to read the list of gourmet ingredients, and the only cheese it mentions is cheddar. Keep flipping the box, and you'll finally solve the mystery when you find this bit of small type. Brie-type flavor. Apparently, though, we can rest assured that the peppercorns are real pepper, not pepper-type flavor. The consumer who's most disappointed with product packaging, however, has to be the fellow who eagerly cracked open his fortune cookie and found not a message of hope, mystery, insight, humor, or good luck, but this crass pitch. Promote literacy. Buy a box of fortune cookies today. This is Jim Hightower saying, that's clear grounds for a deceptive packaging lawsuit, or at least another cookie.
Thank you.
Justice and the American Way with Mike Malloy. Where else?
24 past the hour. Back to Kurt, our Salem, Massachusetts bureau chief. All right, Kurt, thanks for holding on.
Hey, Mike, sound like you had a polecat in the wires or something there earlier.
Yeah, for sure.
Ashcroft, leave my friend Mike alone.
Right.
Go bust some 90-year-old medicinal marijuana person.
Yeah, indeed.
Hey, just a couple of points. It is so early in this race, you know, to immediately jump on Wesley Clark. I'm not saying he's not the great candidate, but I'm kind of with you. I just, you know, it's still early yet. We don't even know if he can get his act together.
Mm-hmm.
But we got some good news. The Gallup poll that was just released today shows, you know,
yeah,
we can win.
Yeah, it does. I think, like I said a moment ago, if the Democratic Party, as I grew up with it, is dead, there's still an awful lot of Americans out there. Conservative Democrats, conservatives, progressives, independents, and a few Republicans who see the Bush crime family for exactly what it is. These people had a chance, and every single these people being the Bush cabal, Bush lied on every single thing. He lied about every single thing he said during the run-up to the stolen election in 2000. I defy anyone. I've said this before. Anyone. I don't care if you're a right-winger, a gun-crazy freak, freeper, whatever you are, liberal, I don't care. Show me one promise that Bush made as a candidate, not that he kept, but that he didn't invert 180 degrees.
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
right.
He lied with...
He's just a lying little smarmy bastard. That's what he is. Just a lying bastard.
Yeah, they lie when they don't have to. You know, on 9/11,
right.
We were saying, you know, Air Force One was a target. All you have to say is we're protecting the president.
Yeah,
they have to lie.
I know. Because the people, Bush is stupid and a liar, but the people running him are real killers. Not that Bush isn't too, but these guys are master murderers. People like Abrams and Wolfowitz and Rumsfeld and Cheney. These people have more blood and gore on them than anybody short of maybe Mao, Hitler, or Stalin. These guys are real killers.
Oh, no doubt about it. I'm still going to stick with my boy Dean right now for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I had a chance to hear him speak up here in the Northeast, and I'm hopefully going to get to see him again in Boston. He seems like, you know, he's not the perfect candidate, but in a way there's some kind of background competition going on here. It almost feels like our party's tearing itself a little bit. It's we want to decide who our candidate is this time kind of a feeling, as
mm-hmm.
opposed to, you know, the kingmakers are going to step in and tell us who we need to vote for.
Yeah, and as long as I guess I was trying to get to that point or that fact a few minutes ago, and I said, look, we've got 10 candidates out here now that pretty much cross the spectrum from ultra liberal to acceptably conservative, across the spectrum of Democrats, as usually happens. So people who are Democrats really have a broad field to choose from, and I think that's good. Unlike the Republicans, who are never given a choice, they are lemmings, they are followers. They do exactly what Rush tells them to do, or what Tom DeLay shrieks into the nearest microphone. But Democrats, and that's been our strength and our weakness. You know, I've said it before. It was Will Rogers that said, "I'm not a member of any organized political party. I'm a Democrat." Right? So,
that's exactly right.
But we have a real spectrum of people to choose from, and I think that can only work to our advantage.
Yeah, it's our election to win or lose.
There you go.
It really is.
There
so
you go.
Vote, you know, I'd vote for a dead possum on a road anyway, as long as it gets Bush. But
Yeah, I hear that.
Hey, keep making it happen, man.
Thank you, Kurt.
I listen to you every night. I had to move from Atlanta, but I'm still sticking with Mike.
Thank you, Kurt. I appreciate you checking in.
Thanks, bud.
All right, sir. All right. Take care. All right, another break. Oh, good. Okay, and then, of course, the other big story, U.S. Army, a Muslim chaplain arrested. Right-wingers on radio are demanding he be executed. I'd like to get a whole bunch of right-wingers in a room, arm them all, and then fill the room with laughing gas and see what happens.
Personal responsibility for everything I say, of course. Absolutely.
Well, truth is my addiction.
you still paying the price for something you did in your past? No, not that embarrassing incident at the frat house. I'm talking about all those high-interest student loans you agreed to. Well, we can help. Just call 1-800-2-COLLEGE. Anytime, 24-7. We're College Loan Corporation. We're dedicated to helping you refinance your college loans with interest rates as low as 2.63%, the lowest rates in nearly 40 years. So tell those old loans to hit the road and call 1-800-2-COLLEGE. It's the smartest call you can make.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
A map is a symbolic representation of a place, but an author says it's also a symbol of our distance from the land. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. A map can be an essential tool to guide your way, but cellist Glendinning says people had other ways of knowing the land before they put it on paper.
There were maps before, but they were lived maps. They were maps of experience and maps of stories and maps of knowing in the body rather than lifting up like a bird looking down.
Glendinning is a New Mexico psychologist and author of a new book called Off the Map. She says the more detail we cram into a map, the farther we seem to be from the subject.
The more abstract and more defined and even more precise that the maps get, where every single street sign and every fence and, you know, every single thing, and then it's reported back to you through a screen, which is also a distancing factor, that we almost don't know where we are anymore.
In her book, Glendinning describes the uncanny directional ability of a man named Snowflake Martinez.
He can navigate his way around northern New Mexico on foot or on a horse without any map whatsoever. And it comes not only through his intuitive understanding of where the mountains are and where the river comes, but it comes really through his experience of ancestry. The knowledge of the land has been passed down, and he learned it from his father, who learned it from his father, who learned it from his father. So Snowflake doesn't need a map.
Glendinning says people need to spend more time off the map, experiencing the land directly through their senses rather than through a piece of paper. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
Animal Talk, your animalogical super information highway about pets. Every Saturday and Sunday, we take your calls, help you with your pets, give away some prizes, and talk to celebrities like, from Eight is Enough, Dick Van Patten.
I've been listening to your show. It's fascinating. It's very interesting.
We're nuts, aren't we?
I can see why people would call you up. You really know what you're talking about. It's terrific. Very, very informative.
Uh-oh, we got him on the wrong channel. Animal Talk, Saturday noon to 2, Sunday 7 to 9 p.m. on the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. It seems that some of our otherwise upstanding citizens are listening to the Mike Malloy Show at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Surely you can find a more patriotic and productive use of your evening hours. For example, organizing neighborhood watch parties to search for the terrorists who are certain to be lurking in your playgrounds and possibly hiding dangerous weapons of mass destruction in your victory gardens. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. Okay, listen, we've got a bunch of people on hold now, so let's do this thing with my colleague Tom Hartman's new book, Uncommon Sense. We have two autographed copies to give away each night this week. So let's give away the first two, all right? The first two callers with the correct answer will get a copy of Tom Hartman's new book, Uncommon Sense. Here's the question. We all know Bush's cabinet is comprised of recycled Republicans. Which of the following people in W's administration was not also in Pappy's administration, Pappy Bush? Was it A, Colin Powell, B, Dick Cheney, C, Condoleezza Rice, or D, Andrew Card? Which one of those four who are in Bush Jr.'s Well, cabinet, not really cabinet administration. Which one of those four, all of whom are in Bush 2's administration, which one was not in Pappy Bush's administration? Colin Powell, Dick Cheney, Condoleezza Rice, or Andrew Card? All right? Let's see if we can get a quick answer here. Now, we'll come back to your calls here in just a second. A Muslim chaplain in the U.S. Army has been arrested, being investigated on suspicion of espionage and possibly treason. That's a word that's out there in this corrupt news media. They get their information from corrupt Justice Department and Bush crime family officials who speak on condition of anonymity. It is Army Captain James Yee. He is Asian American who converted to Islam. Taken into custody September 10th. Now, the way the story is being circulated among members of our whorish news media is that he was arrested at the Naval Air Station in Jacksonville, Florida. Now, I'm real familiar with the Naval Air Station, Jacksonville Naval Air Station. Yeah, that's where I took military physical in 1960. What was that, Kathy, 62? Oh. He was taken into custody there while in possession of classified documents that, according to an official, a chaplain shouldn't have. Now, the official speaking is a Bush crime family official. This unnamed official said the documents included, quote, diagrams of the cells and the facilities at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, where about 600 Al-Qaeda and other so-called enemy combatants are being held by the military. According to the source, Yee also was carrying lists of detainees being held there as well as lists of their interrogators. No charges have been filed as of this evening. But the U.S. military is, quote, investigating whether Yee may have been involved in espionage or treason. Now, a little quick, very quick history on Yee. He's a 1990 graduate of U.S. Military Academy at West Point. He then became an air defense artillery officer. He left the Army after serving, it just says, some time. Then, according to U.S. Southern Command, Yee converted to Islam and returned to the Army as a Muslim chaplain and had been assigned to the detention facility at Guantanamo in November 2002. U.S. government sources that were contacted by CNN said that after leaving the Army, Yee moved to Syria, where he lived for 4 years studying Islam, and he was married apparently to a Syrian woman. Yee is one of about a dozen Muslim chaplains in the U.S. military, according to officials. Now, Yee, according to the Associated Press, is being held at a military brig in Charleston, South Carolina. That's the same place where officials are holding two American citizens. Who are charged with terrorism or whatever. Now, that's the story on the surface. Tom in Ann Arbor said, emailed me, he said, just a quick note on the story about Captain Yee being taken into custody on suspicion of espionage. He says, I couldn't help thinking of another possibility that espionage, yeah, right. From what I have read, Tom writes, so far it seems to me that the so-called classified paperwork that he's alleged to have had in his possession is just the type of paperwork that a whistleblower would need to document problems related to how enemy combatants, so-called, are being treated at Guantanamo. Could it be that Captain Yee may have been trying to bring to light problems that he perceived regarding the treatment of these people who have been detained for 12 to 18 months in our dog cages? When one considers how much press Chaplain Yee has received, try doing a CNN website Google search on Chaplain James Yee for the heck of it. When one considers how much press Chaplain Yee has received previously, showing his support for bringing the perpetrators of 9/11 to justice, and his support of U.S. troops fighting overseas, it may make this possibility of his becoming a whistleblower at least somewhat plausible. Of course, Tom writes, I do not know if this is actually the case or not, but it would not be the first time we have seen those who have attempted to expose the truth being branded as traitors and thrown in jail. One need only remember the story of Daniel Ellsberg in the Pentagon Papers for an example of that strategy in action. With the level of secrecy surrounding the military tribunals, the inability to appeal, and the possibility of the death penalty with an espionage conviction, it seems that this story would stay on the front pages for the foreseeable future. What do you think the chances are of that, Mike? Zero, Tom. The story will die. Maybe not. I don't like to make predictions. Maybe the media will pick up on this because, you know, this chaplain, this U.S. Army chaplain, Captain James Gee, has apparently an exemplary record. And as Tom in Ann Arbor points out, apparently what he was carrying were the names of the prisoners, diagrams of the dog cages, names of the interrogators, and it does sound like a whistleblower. He was a chaplain. He was ministering to these prisoners. And it sounds to me, the possibility, as Tom points out, the possibility certainly exists that this guy was trying to get the truth out. Because you don't have the truth. I don't have the truth. Our glorious media do not have the truth. If they do, they're sitting on it. Our members of Congress do not have the truth. Nobody has the truth, damn it! Nobody! Of what's going on in Guantanamo, or what's going on at Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan, or what's going on inside the prisons in Iraq. Nobody has the truth. Now, are we entitled to it? You're damn right we are. This is our country. These are our tax dollars. This is our karma that's being tampered with by these thugs. Oh, this pisses me off. Oh, this makes me furious. The atrocities that are being committed by our side in this phony, stupid war on terror. You can't have a war on terror. You can't do it. You track down the terrorists and you bring them to justice. God, this makes me angry. So what will happen to Captain James Gee? He will disappear. That's what will happen to him. What was he do? What was he going to do? Already the stories, well, you know, he's connected to terrorist organizations. And these pigs, these utter pigs on right-wing talk radio. I've gotten several emails today saying already they're saying, oh, yeah, he's a traitor. Take him out and shoot him. Yeah. Jesus, where do I live? So that's the Captain Yee story. Ha ha, you thought I was going to go nuts there for a minute, didn't you? Do we have any winners yet? We do not. All right. Then I shall take some phone calls here. And the question again, we all know W's cabinet is comprised of recycled Republicans. Which of the following people in W's administration was not also in Pappy's administration? Colin Powell, Dick Cheney, Condoleezza Valdez, or Andrew Card. Okay. Tina is calling from Southern California. Hey, Tina.
Hey, Mike, how are you? And I can't believe I got that one wrong.
Right. Well, okay.
But I won't be a spoiler. But anyway, you know, boy, where to go with all of this?
I know.
You know, it's like a tennis ball machine hurling great big turds at you nonstop, isn't it?
Yes, it is. That's exactly what it's like.
I like to share that with people because that's really what life has become for anybody with a conscience.
Yeah, yeah, as long as this crime family's in power here.
And I'm listening to you, someone who's got some experience with all of this, who's been around, talking about our presidential candidates with this pain that you can't understand that they're sold to us the same way we're sold a remedy for painful rectal cramps.
Right. Yeah.
And as someone who, you know, look, I can see the good in all of the candidates we have, even Joe Lieberman, and he is not high on my list of people to love these days.
Yeah.
You know, but he does have a history of standing up for justice, even though he must have gotten hit in the head with a baseball bat in the last year or so.
Or one of those clods coming at him from your tennis ball machine.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they hit with a little more impact in the Beltway.
Uh-huh.
And for good reason. They ought to. You know, but the one saving grace that I can say in all of this is that it's been so great to have 10 candidates because there's no way there would have been any coverage of any of them if we had maybe a handful of people in the field, whereas they've all been on the television talk shows and they're all raising great issues. And I hope they all hang in there as long as possible and continue to raise the various issues they raise, because otherwise you would think we were a one-issue country, meaning the war.
Well, yeah, and the candidates are raising issues that the Democratic Party leadership will not. You know, Joe Lieberman, as a senator, does not raise the issues, and he should, that he raises as a candidate. John Kerry, as a senator, does not raise the issues that he's raising as a candidate. I don't know what it is about Democrats, unless Bart Kopp is right, and they're just so-called pink tutu Democrats who don't have the courage or the strength of character to stand up and say that Bush is a liar and a killer and a thief and a thug. So those points, I think, are being made by the candidates. They're not using that language. They wouldn't dare. They would be honest if they did, but they wouldn't dare use that sort of language. So you're right.
Sure.
I think in having these 10 candidates, issues are being raised that otherwise would not be raised.
That, and, you know, I fundamentally disagree with Bart about that. I hear a lot of people say that. And number one, I'm very much against us dividing ourselves from within by calling ourselves names. I mean, it's one thing if you're a comedian on TV to be self-effacing. We don't need to be doing that right now. And I don't, well, I like Bart and all of that. I don't have an axe to grind with him. I don't support that simply because all it does is tear us down a little more, and we need to stand up and be strong about this.
Well, that's a good point, but there's also the argument to be made that a pink tutu Democrat, I believe that's Bart's phrase, ought to be exposed. If somebody is going to just go along and then whine and bitch and moan and complain about all the terribleness of it all, and yet they did nothing as Democratic leaders to throw a monkey wrench into this machine, I think they should be labeled. I don't have a problem with that, Tina. I mean, I don't believe in bloodletting. I mean, you don't start, you know, slashing just for the sheer hell of it that liberals are very inclined to do sometimes, Democrats are inclined to do. But I think it's necessary to point out what Bart Kopp calls pink tutu Democrats. You know, without you just don't. It's like everything else, a little moderation. But they should be exposed for what they are.
Sure. No, I to the ones that are that way. For instance, the little Rose Garden ceremony
that's
with
right.
Evan Bayh, Dick, and
there you go.
Dick Gephardt and Joe Lieberman. And unfortunately, Tom Daschle, although he's not Mr. Macho on the screen, he got pulled down with all of that when he was actually mounting an effective defense to their offense.
Well, I remember when the congressional resolution or whatever was passed giving this fascist regime
about a
power.
Year ago, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and there's Gephardt pushing his face into the camera right next to the despicable Trent Lott and the further despicable Tom DeLay, and then of course the truly despicable George Bush. And now, you know, when Dick Gephardt decides he wants to run for president on the Republican ticket, or Democratic ticket, I just think, yeah, good luck, pal.
Sure, and that was your corporate DLC strategy, which is now trotting out Wesley Clark. And believe me, I am not against Wesley Clark. But the DLC is trotting him out because they really think that we need a military man to beat Bush and we need to appear strong on defense and all that happy horse crap.
And also because Dean scared the hell out of him.
Well, yeah, and the thing is, again, I'm not in anybody's camp because, frankly, Dean's too much of a centrist for me.
Mm-hmm.
But my point on that, I will always be grateful to Howard Dean for harnessing the groundswell of support that he created, because he's the one that started with the meetups. He's the one that harnessed the internet. He's the one that got people off their couches and acting early on in the primary to get us organized. And that's the key to all of this, is we need to organize.
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. Tina, thanks for checking in. I do appreciate it.
Mike, can I just throw one? I know you got to go, but I just want to throw one more thing in. And
yeah,
that's
go ahead.
Just to give everybody a heads up that Cheney's energy bill is popping up again,
mm-hmm.
and people need to pay attention to this thing because it is tantamount to privatizing the interstate highways. If you just took that analogy,
right.
What this energy bill does is tantamount to privatizing the interstate highway system. So if we can just kind of keep that on the register for people, again, it's winding its way through with things like the government being able to eminent domain people's property mm-hmm. for private interest, getting
yeah,
rid of all consumer protection.
And aren't the right-wingers going to be surprised when they find that out?
Well, yeah, and you're talking about a cost of approximately over time $100,000 per citizen
sure.
to private interests that owe you nothing, don't even need to turn the lights on, as we in California well know.
Well, these guys and their bills, this energy bill is like the rest of these people, a vampire. God, where's Buffy when you need her, right? Tina?
Well, yeah, just one last point, I know.
Quick.
The Anwar drilling, the whole point of that is they've thrown that out as a ruse the whole time so that then when they pass this horrible, despicable
That's
bill,
right. That's right.
They can say, hey, we saved you from Anwar being drilled in, which
yeah.
is really a crock.
It is. Tina, thank you. I appreciate you checking in. We'll be right back.
Mom? Dad?
Someone's going to try and get me to take drugs.
Want to do something about it?
You're going to have to make me tell you where I am and who I'm with every day.
Don't like the sound of that?
So, you got to be the grown-up.
Kids with involved parents are less likely to try drugs. So ask them, who, what, where, when? Questions. They're the anti-drug.
Call 1-800-729-6686 for more information. Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Another lending success story from LendingTree.com.
I knew a home equity line of credit was a good idea, but I didn't want the hassle of going to a bank. So instead, I went to LendingTree.com, a marketplace of banks and lenders competed over me, and I got a really low rate. A really low rate without setting foot in a bank. Good idea, right?
Visit LendingTree.com or call 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com. Equal housing opportunity. For additional information or state license disclosures, visit our website at LendingTree.com.
Hi, folks. Jesse Ventura here to talk to you about InPhone, the advanced, enhanced, totally modern directory assistance available all across this great country of ours. Just dial 888-411-1111, and the super-friendly operator will help you access phone numbers or movie times, even driving directions to the theater. So call InPhone at 888-411-1111 and tell them Governor Jesse sent you. InPhone, how can we help you?
Only 89 cents for any call up to 15 minutes. Only 5 cents a minute after that. Your first 5 calls are free.
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't cutting it. I still had flakes and dry scalp. So I switched to Selsun Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers. Doctor recommended Selsun Blue has a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff. Plus, it keeps my hair and scalp healthy and flake-free.
If you see flakes, try Selsun Blue. Selsun Blue Moisturizing Dandruff Shampoo.
I'm telling you, it really works.
Never wear black without the blue. Selsun Blue. Use as directed.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
Show. Who's on the newsmaker line? George W.?
I thought maybe you could ask me some of them questions.
Oh, okay. In the past, it appeared that Kucinich supported the global gag rule that you have enforced. What's your position on that?
Vice President Cheney assures me that the gag rule is very important in case I say something stupid.
Oh. What do you have in mind for the Middle East and the situation in the Korean Peninsula?
Gonna kill him.
You're gonna kill him, okay.
Gonna kill him.
Are you interested in an in-depth inquiry into the missing weapons of mass destruction?
Weapons of mass production are there. We found 2 trailers. Now, my daddy has an Airstream, so I know about trailers.
Yeah.
And if they roll over on a little car or something, there's a lot of destruction there.
Yeah, I see. Ugly
weapon. They flip over in those desert winds.
Yeah.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
You'll be seeing a lot of changes around here.
The new week.
weekend programming lineup is more entertaining than ever. Kick it off Saturday mornings with Doug Steffens' Talk Radio Countdown, followed by Bobby Likas' Car Clinic. Then Saturdays are brightened with the informative antics of Animal Talk, followed by the home improvement experts on Home Improvement USA. If you've been wondering about that old so-called junk, then you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent, followed by Talking Pets with John Patch. Learn your job rights on Sunday mornings with the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack, and the latest in the world of technology on Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline. Ramblin' with Ramsey will fill you into the hot spots to travel, followed by the second installment of the funniest live animal talk show, Animal Talk.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
For more information on these shows or other shows on IE America Radio Network, call 1-800-397-8255. But for now, listen to us live on IEAmericaRadio.com.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Five before the hour. Okay, we're not doing very well here with this trivia question. Kathy made it a little bit too hard. I'm going to take a name out. Everybody keeps saying Condoleezza Rice. Condoleezza Rice was part of Pappy Bush's administration. What was she? She was in the State Department, ambassador.
She was an advisor.
An advisor to Pappy Bush right after she left
Chevron.
She left Chevron. So let me take her name out. Everybody is saying Rice. You know, Rice did not have a big, obvious position with Pappy Bush, but she was part of that administration. Let me read you the question. Here we go. We all know W's cabinet is comprised of recycled Republicans. Which of the following people in W's administration was not also in Pappy's administration? Colin Powell, Dick Cheney, Andrew Card. Okay? How's that? We'll take Condi out of there. What do you call her, Condoleezza Valdez? Okay. Andy is calling from Santa Fe. Andy, welcome to the program.
Well, hey, Mike.
Hey, Andy. Sorry you were holding on for so long.
Not at all.
Okay.
You know, PBS showed us a little bit of the truth tonight. I don't know if you heard about it at all, but on the McNeil Lehrer News Hour there, they put up Medea Benjamin against Richard Pearl.
Oh, you're kidding.
And Medea Benjamin began by sort of carving, you know, cutting out a little bit of a hole there in Richard Pearl. And as the thing went through, she carved and carved and carved, and Richard Pearl ended up with a new orifice.
Did he?
It was wonderful.
Now, that was on the NewsHour tonight?
Yeah, Jim Lehrer NewsHour.
I think they rebroadcast that here in the Atlanta area about 1 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I tell you, it's worth watching. And it was marvelous. I was so happy to see Medea Benjamin right square on regular old TV.
Yeah.
What a thrill.
Yeah, not very often you see that.
Nope. And, you know, I wanted to talk also about an earlier caller, trumping up Leslie Clark, and then, you know, sort of caving there and saying, well, I do like Dennis Kucinich.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I got a tough problem with that. I mean, we're early on. I basically think that Clark ought to run as a Republican against George Bush. That's what he ought to do.
I think you may be right there. Hey, let me get you. Hold on. Okay.
Thank you.
We've got to take a top of the hour break here, and we'll come back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Douglas.
Listening to you sing Back in the Saddle Again just goes to show what happens when Nancy isn't around to rein you in. God help us and anyone else listening in at that time. I think that was very nice. I'm back in the saddle again.
There's a certain pumpkin patch charm to you when you do this.
Really?
Well, doggy.
On the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush with a helpful hint to resist the wicked and shameful addiction that causes some of our otherwise mentally healthy citizens to tune in to the Mike Malloy Show weeknights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I suggest that you recovering Malloy listeners spend these 3 hours simply standing in your yards, saluting the flags on your houses, apartments, or trailers, or whatever you little people live in. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. Iran has shown off some of its newly deployed medium-range missiles that some analysts say could hit Israel or U.S. bases in the Middle East. Roxana Saberi reports from Tehran.
Tehran has paraded 6 Shahab 3 ballistic missiles in a military parade to mark the anniversary of the start of its 1980-88 war with Iraq. It was the largest number of Shahab 3 missiles put on public display since Iran announced this summer it had finished testing the weapon. The surface-to-surface missile is believed to have a range of about 800 miles, but the announcer at the military parade declared it could reach more than 1,000 miles. Israel has voiced concern that Iran could mount the missiles with nuclear warheads, but Tehran says the missiles are only for self-defense. The display comes as Iran faces an October 31st deadline to clarify it's not pursuing nuclear weapons. Tehran says its nuclear program is only to produce electricity for its growing population. I'm Roxana Saberi in Tehran.
If you're losing your hair, then I have great news for you. Now you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Announcing Hair Advantage, the world's most advanced hair regrowth system that will reverse baldness, fill in embarrassing bald spots, and regrow up to twice as much new hair, guaranteed. The secret of Hair Advantage lies in a recent medical discovery that showed 95% of all hair loss was due to the body's overproduction of DHT. Hair Advantage stops DHT from attacking your hair follicle as it starts regrowing new hair in balding areas. Hair Advantage contains a patented active ingredient that was approved by the FDA for hair regrowth. In clinical studies, the majority of people regrew their hair, with almost half experiencing dense hair regrowth. So call now for your risk-free trial, and you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Hair Advantage is safe, clinically proven, and effective on virtually everyone. Call toll-free 1-800-213-4495. That's 1-800-213-4495. 1-800-213-4495.
Minnesota's largest public employees union begins balloting today on a contract offer that union leaders say is inadequate. The state says the current contract offer is its last and best. AFSCME's Pete Benner expects members to reject the contract.
When we get done with the votes, assuming they're what we think they are, which is that the contracts will be rejected, then it's time for us and the state to get back to the table, get an agreement, and get back to the business of providing services to the citizens of Minnesota.
Union leaders say the contract, as it stands, shifts too much of the burden of health care costs to employees. Results from the vote should be available next Monday. The other major state employees union, MAPE, is also conducting a vote. Both unions struck as recently as the fall of 2001. A Fresno jail inmate has passed a lie detector test supporting his claims that Scott Peterson wanted his wife abducted. Corey Lee Carroll says he met with Scott Peterson in 2002 after Peterson allegedly contacted him about getting help committing insurance fraud. Carroll claims he met Scott in a Fresno strip club. Carroll's attorney Frank Muna claims his client introduced Peterson to two members of the neo-Nazi gang and the conversation rapidly shifted from insurance fraud to kidnapping.
When they all met, Mr. Peterson solicited them to do a kidnapping and my client left at that point.
A Modesto police spokesman says investigators are bound by a gag order and can't comment on Carroll's allegations. Scott Peterson could be sentenced to death if convicted in the killing of his wife, Lacey, and their unborn son, Connor.
Looking for a different way to get relief from sore muscles or achy joints? Now you can get fast, targeted relief from a name you trust. Try new Bare Muscle and Joint Cream. It targets the pain precisely. Just rub it in right where it hurts. New Bare Muscle and Joint Cream actually increases circulation at the site of pain to soothe that achy soreness fast. Take
take aim at the pain with a name you trust. Try new Bear Muscle and Joint Cream and get moving again, pain-free. Use as directed.
Two new studies have found 1991 Gulf War veterans are at a high risk of contracting ALS, a deadly and incurable disease. Researchers say ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease, is more common in vets and symptoms are appearing at a younger age than expected. In two separate studies published in the journal Neurology, researchers say they have found most of the published medical evidence supports the idea of Gulf War syndrome. ALS attacks nerve cells in the brain and spinal cord and leads to muscle weakness and eventually paralysis. One study concluded the risk of ALS doubles for troops who were deployed overseas to Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, the United Arab Emirates, Turkey, and the Red Sea. Stocks closed the session lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 110 points to 95.35. The S&P 500 slipped 14 to 10.23. The NASDAQ declined 31 points to 18.74. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. On her way to Oz, Dorothy feared lions and tigers and bears. Oh, no! But they're child's play compared to critters who might homestead in your car. Oh, yes! When I come back, I'll name names. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those, too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. You think Noah had it rough managing all those beasts? At least he had an ark, but some of them might hole up in your car. According to Pennzoil's survey of 16,000 auto technicians, culprits for some repairs were furry, feathery, or scaly, like chickens trapped in air filters, squirrel nests in the AC, snakes wrapped around brake rotors, and rats storing dog food in exhaust pipes. But wait, don't call the Pied Piper. Have your vehicle checked out regularly by a qualified technician. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
7 past the hour, welcome back. Hey, look, folks, before I go back to Andy in Santa Fe, Andy, hold on just a second. where's the disconnect here? Now everybody's saying it was Colin Powell who was not in Pappy's administration. That's not true. Now, I'm not talking about cabinet. We're talking about administration, working in the administration. There's three people here, Colin Powell, Dick Cheney, Andrew Card. All three of these people are in Junior's administration. Which one of them was not also in Pappy's administration? Gosh, we're already now, what, we're down to a 50-50 here. Come on, folks. What are the 50-50? I already said it. I'm not going to say it again. I don't want to just give this thing away. I want folks to work for it. Y'all are working real hard. Even our senior correspondent, Chris out in Minnesota, emailed in. He got it wrong, too. Everybody's getting it wrong. Come on. Now, back to Andy in Santa Fe. Do you want to take another shot? Do you know who it is?
Oh, no. I've already been told who it is.
So. Oh, you know already. Oh, okay. No, all right.
No.
Never mind.
No, I'm one of the stupid. I've been told.
Well, you're not alone tonight, Andy. That's
well, it makes me feel a little bit better.
There you go. Now, where were we? Kucinich.
Oh, well, but I think, let's see, I just said that I thought Clark needed to run on the Republican ticket against George Bush.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And you know, as you said that, I got an email here from Ann in Florida. She says, I've been trying for over 20 minutes to reach you. Keep getting a busy signal. And she wants to share something here. She says, I did a Google search on Clark and found several things. First of all, he's a Republican. As recently as 2 years ago, he was addressing Republican dinners in his home state of Arkansas, and amid speculation about a possible future Clark run for office as a Republican. And then she's got a quote here that she included in her email. She goes on, he's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. In 1993, as commander of Fort Hood, he loaned 17 pieces of armor and 15 service personnel to Waco. 1997, a NATO commander during the Balkan Wars, Clark ordered British troops to attack Russians who had taken over the control of provincial airport, depleted uranium, yada, yada, yada. It just goes on and on. And, everybody's entitled to change their mind, right?
Sure.
Everybody's entitled. If Wesley Clark was a couple of years ago a pro, right wing, if he was a Republican, think about the transition that Barry Goldwater went through. Barry Goldwater, back in 1964, during the campaign against Lyndon Johnson, Barry Goldwater was just labeled an extreme right winger. The famous political ad that only ran one time, showing a Barry Goldwater presidency and nuclear bombs going off, blowing up children, picking flowers off of daisies. I mean, it was just, Barry Goldwater was just an extreme right-wing freak. And by the time Barry Goldwater had metamorphosed, he almost became a Democrat, you know. So everybody's entitled to change. And maybe sure. Wesley Clark has changed. Who knows?
Well, I kind of doubt it. He's who he is.
Mm-hmm.
I was sort of wanting to respond to an earlier caller a bit that had said that he was all for Wesley Clark, and there are a lot of people who are,
mm-hmm.
But also like Dennis Kucinich.
Yeah,
I'm thinking to myself, gee, it's awfully early on to start compromising to that degree,
mm-hmm.
So I really don't have a lot of patience for that. I basically think the world needs Wesley Clark like it needs a hole in the head, and I think that the Democrats really need to understand that. And we need to pick our man and stick by it. And in my case, it would be Kucinich until a Green Party candidate came up that would even trump him.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a heavy, heavy pressure to move to the right, the right, the right.
Right.
And wasn't Clinton like one of our greatest Republican presidents?
Yeah, indeed he was. I think he was.
Yeah, I think so too, Mike.
Yeah.
And I think that the Democrats need to keep that in mind.
Yeah, I was able to live with Clinton. There were several things that he did that I thought was absolutely atrocious.
Sure.
His support of NAFTA.
Exactly.
His bombing of the Middle Europe. His increasing the death penalty in this country by God knows how many federal crimes were added. Now, a lot of people say, well, he didn't initiate this kind of legislation. He just, he was a president. He could have vetoed this stuff. And
he launched his campaign by killing a guy in Arkansas.
Right. Now, Ricky Ray Rector. By the same token, I would take Clinton back in a heartbeat.
Well, as would I.
Yeah, I would take him back in a heartbeat. But I think we need to understand, you do, I do, I think a lot of people do, that Clinton was a very liberal Republican who did a good job for the most part. On balance, I think Bill Clinton was a good president. I really do, even though I just disgustingly disagree with several things that he did. Allowing depleted uranium to be smashed into Central Europe, to me, was just a war crime.
Well, let me at the end here contrast Clinton with a person like Kucinich. Clinton was awfully, awfully scummy by comparison. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I do, but as somebody else said tonight, seeking political purity in these times is seeking the Holy Grail. It's just not going to be found.
Well, what I'm saying, I guess where I'm coming from, Mike, is we better seek that Holy Grail because we got nothing else to glom onto.
Well, I hear you.
Now, don't forget about what happened on the NewsHour tonight.
I won't.
Okay?
I'll try to make sure to watch it.
I love calling you. Gee, I'm relaxed. I usually call right-wing radio, and I get so darn nervous.
Yeah?
And I do. I call right-wing radio and give them an awful hard time. But I love calling you. It's like calling my brother.
Thanks, Andy.
Bye-bye.
All right, sir. You have a nice evening. Just support whoever you want to support right now, Truth Seeker, as far as Democrats, you know. I mean, that's not me telling you what to do. That's just me thinking out loud. That's what I tell myself. You know, I'm still a Kucinich supporter. I don't know what's going to happen. I will be a Kucinich supporter, like I said early on, until it is foolish to continue to support him. And I don't know when that will be. We shall see. It may not come to that. Might be President Kucinich. Year and a half from now, right? And it might not be. Deborah is calling from Santa Fe. Hey, Deborah.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Well, listen, I'm also a Kucinich supporter, and I have one particularly good reason why we need to support him.
Okay.
And this, you know, he deals in the little-known realities dealt with, and not dealt with in the media, but, you know, by science and other people who are really looking at the facts on the ground. And one of the things that he's addressing that none of the other candidates are addressing is the issue of the scientific community coming out and saying, look, folks,
yeah,
heads up, we're going to reach peak oil in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Peak oil means that we will reach a point where it takes as much energy to drill for oil as it does to extract that same amount of oil from the ground.
Yeah, we had a discussion about that, Deborah, on the program. Gosh, how long ago? I'm not sure. And I think the discussion was with Mike Ruppert from the website,
yes,
From the Wilderness.
Sure,
yeah.
You're enlightened. You know, your audience, by and large, is. But this is not a time to say, hey, we need real politic. Let's go gradually. Let's rock the boat with somebody who's progressive, who has an energy plan, you know, that includes alternative. You know, we're talking about an emergency where whoever is in the next administration had better have a plan right now that's realistic on the ground about energy and peak oil, because otherwise that's all we have. There's one administration between now and 2010 in terms of putting a plan on the ground, and the only one who recognizes it that I've heard of and has a plan is Dennis Kucinich.
That's very true.
I would like to see everybody patently abandon real politic in this election, because our very survival. Just imagine, Mike, you know how it's going to be trying to get to Albertsons or, you know, wherever you buy groceries, and 10, 15, 20 trucks couldn't come in with groceries because we don't have the oil.
Yeah.
You're talking about major hunger, major deprivation. This is not a time to say, oh, let's get Westcliff. You know, he can beat Bush. This is time to get somebody who's got an energy agenda that has never wavered. You know, from the very beginning, you know, when he was mayor of Cleveland and stood up against the takeover.
That's right.
You know, he's understood since then what's going on and still does. And we need to take the bull by the horns, I think, and not dink around with real politic here, because I think our survival as a nation depends on it.
Yeah, that's a very strong argument, and I can't, you present it very eloquently. There's nothing I can say. Thanks, Deborah.
Thanks.
All right, you have a nice evening. There is nothing I can say. By the same token, were there something I could say, I would say there is the strong argument for real politic. But Deborah's right. I mean, geez, what a spot to be in, right? All right, did we have two winners? Okay, who are the winners? All right, if we finally got two winners here. The person who is serving in Junior's administration, who did not serve in Pappy's administration, is Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney. Cheney was in Ford's administration, not Pat. Well, now, wait a second. Kathy, open up your mic. You're going to have to put that person on hold and open up your mic. You got your mic open?
I do.
Who was the Secretary of Defense in Pappy's administration?
I'll have to look that up.
Wasn't that Dick Cheney?
No, that was under Ford, wasn't it?
I think you screwed up.
Maybe I screwed up. Hang on.
Wait a minute. We got a problem here. I may have to get a new producer. We'll be right back after this break. Stay with us.
Hello, Dental Group. Ms. Cole? Sounds like a nasty toothache. Aren't you on vacation?
Camping.
Well, for temporary relief until you see the dentist, get maximum strength Ambisol.
Ambisol?
The same pain reliever in the same strength the dentist rubs on gums to start relieving pain on contact.
Oh, really?
You can't get stronger pain relief without a prescription. Use only as directed.
Ambisol?
Yes, Ms. Cole. Maximum strength Ambisol. Dentist strong, so the pain is gone.
Now, everything you need for successful estate planning comes in one package. The new Master Estate Kit is a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you'll get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free family legal guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
Show.
Gizmo's back on the line in Tucson, Arizona.
First off, I'd like to tell you I'm on Sirius Radio 145 Left, and say hi to my other trucker buddies out there that listen to you, Kodiak and James. And
great.
I pulled this 18-wheel car over the side of the road to speak with you. I read a couple articles that suggested that Bush Sr., had he gotten a second term, would have followed pretty much the same lines to go to war with Iraq. I'm wondering if there wasn't some kind of conspiracy all the way back to the 2000 election to get Jr. in so he could go ahead and fulfill the plans designed for their father in his second term. I enjoy your program. You're very informative, and I've learned a lot from listening to you, and I appreciate your program, Tom, so keep it up.
Well, thank you, Gizmo. That's very kind of you, and thanks for pulling the 18-wheeler off to the side. I didn't realize you were driving a truck. That's remarkable.
The Tom Hartman Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, your animalological super information highway, helping you with your pets. Every Sunday night, we take your calls, help your pets, always give away some prizes, and talk to celebrities, like from It Is Enough, Dick Van Patten.
I've been listening to your show. It's fascinating. It's very interesting.
We're nuts, aren't we?
I can see why people would call you up. You really know what you're talking about. It's terrific. Very, very informative.
Uh-oh, we got him on the wrong channel.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, on the IE America Radio Network.
Who says Mike Malloy is rational and, you know, I mean, whatever.
You want me fired too?
I mean, I hate the guy. And
you
it's
hate me?
True.
You hate me?
I have something on that says he's a great goof liberal.
Goof?
Yeah, I just can't believe it.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
Right-wingers, beware. More of Mike Malloy.
What's the music?
Tonight, this is my theme music because I designed a trivia question straight out of Donald Rumsfeld's pickled little acid-addled brain that had no correct answer. Actually, all four of those people that were on that list were all members of Pappy Bush's administration.
All right, so let me get this straight.
So I was trying to drive your listeners crazy, apparently.
Okay, so we have a major, major problem on the Malloy program tonight.
Yes,
right?
We do, and it's all my fault, and I'm terribly, terribly sorry.
My producer gave me a question that had no right answer.
Yes, if a tree fell in the forest, what is the sound of one hand clapping kind of question?
All right, for you can stop with the emails now, folks. And all right, Kathy really screwed up tonight.
So we'll start this all over again tomorrow night, and mea culpa, mea culpa, mea culpa, and I promise I will not be trying to come up with a trivia question 3 minutes before showtime and rely on unverifiable information.
Yeah, Kathy had an awful lot of running around to do today, and I'll make that her excuse. For all of you who picked all kinds of different names, essentially you were all correct. I don't know why it blew right by me, too. I guess my excuse is I don't pay that much attention to what Kathy researches, but that, I kept looking at that thinking, well, Dick Cheney was in the Bush 1 administration, but, you're taking calls. And all right, so what we did do, based on erroneous information, oh, sue me, we did give away two of Tom Hartman's books tonight, and to the people who got Tom Hartman's books tonight, I'm sure they knew the right answers, but they went, well, geez, somebody else is, well, okay, I'll go with an obviously wrong answer and see if I can win the book anyway. So I apologize to all you folks who sent in or called in the correct answer, which was there was no correct answer. That was Kathy. I've got to keep her away from the nutmeg. That's part of the problem. All right. I got you all confused now. We'll do it again tomorrow night and give away two books. All this week we'll be giving away two copies of Tom Hartman's new book, our colleague on the IE America Radio Network. And tomorrow night, I promise you, there will be a question that has a right answer. That would be nice, wouldn't it? Ann is calling from Sarasota. Hey, Ann.
Hi. Glad you read some of my email to
it's listeners. That Ann. Hi, Ann.
That Ann.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a wolf in sheep's clothing here, and I think all of the Democrats out there need to be sure that they support a true Democrat, not a Republican, trying to make us think he's a Democrat so that they can steal our votes and have a choice of either Republican or Republican for 2004 election.
Do you entertain the possibility, Ann, that Wesley Clark might have had his little epiphanous moment and decided he really was a Democrat?
No, I think he's a corporate boy.
Yeah.
I found too much stuff on him, and I didn't even get through all like 50 some pages. I just made it through not even half of the Google search that I did. I found things such as interviews where he's praised Bush, current Bush's national security team, Pappy Bush's foreign policy, Ronald Reagan's Cold War actions, as back in April he was for the war, supporting Bush, supporting Bush and Tony Blair in London Times articles, saying that that the U.S. Military power was unchallengeable, and nobody can take us on, don't try kind of thing. And then all of a sudden, in August, he changed his mind, attacked Bush, and said the war was unjust. We have another waffle here, or weather vane, if you want to call him, whichever way the wind blows, that's the way it goes. But I think he is right-wing through and through, And it looks like his military career, he never got anywhere until after he went along with him with Waco, and then all of a sudden he moves up through the ranks and drops nice uranium-depleted bombs on civilians. Also, one of the things he did, which if you go looking, you'll find his stellar military career, is they blew up a military hospital over in Kosovo because there was supposedly some of the rebels in there amongst the patients, and hey, they went ahead and killed all of them.
Hold on a second, Ann. We've got a quick break here. I'll come back to you. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Hi, Tom Baudet from Motel 6. Some websites use outrageous gimmicks to attract visitors, like click here and get three wishes. But at Motel6.com, they have Click 6 web bargains that save you even more off the lowest price of any national chain. And you can only get them when you book online. Sorry, no three wishes, but you will have more money. That's usually wish number one anyway. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light on for you. And Accor Hotel.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
We're pleased to announce tonight that tentative contract agreements have been reached between Yale University and Locals 34 and 35.
With these words, New Haven Mayor John DeStefano announced the end of a three-week strike at Yale University. The contracts cover two locals of the Hotel Employees and Restaurant Employees International Union, whose previous labor agreements expired a full 19 months ago. On Friday afternoon, a combined 4,000 workers in both unions ratified the eight-year deals by nearly unanimous margins, promising years of peace on a campus accustomed to labor strife. Under the deals, monthly pensions will nearly double, and wages will increase by 44% through January of 2010. Retroactive increases will bring workers an average bonus of over $2,500. The workers return to work today for the first time since the fall semester began.
Don't use a sick day for 6 months. Win $300. That's the proposal from the Vancouver Coastal Health Authority, which manages British Columbia's largest hospitals, clinics, and nursing homes. In an attempt to cut costs, the authorities told all its employees, including nurses and medical technicians, that if they don't take sick days between now and mid-March, they'll be entered in a $300 raffle. The idea doesn't sit well with the workers, though, many of whom call the promotion irresponsible as it increases the chance of endangering already sick patients.
While U.S. labor unions continue to mull over a crowded field of Democratic presidential candidates, organized labor's top official says he'd like another shot at a four-year term. John Sweeney recently announced his intention to run for re-election as president of the AFL-CIO when his term expires in 2005. Sweeney first came to power in 1995 and has twice been reelected.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Picklesbush. It seems some of you are still listening to that Mike Malloy person at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Many chronic Malloy listeners have found it helpful to repeatedly snap a little rubber band against the soft flesh of their wrists when they feel the un-American urge to turn on the Mike Malloy Show. The pain is only temporary, but it is nothing compared to the everlasting furnaces of a brimstone hell you will experience if you continue listening to the Mike Malloy Show. This is Laura Picklesbush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
If you had the chance to date Anna Nicole Smith, would you?
I found her appealing a few years ago, but there were things about her that intrigued me. That's all. I mean, I don't always get intrigued
by
them.
I just can't believe you, of all people, would choose a date based simply on the physical.
I hate to disappoint you.
You're a dirty dog.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Ready for a liberal helping of the truth? Here's Mike.
27 before the hour, we're talking with Ann in Sarasota. Ann, thanks for holding on. Now, where were we?
Well, we were talking about Clark and whether I thought he was a changed in person, right. And I said no. I think he's a right-wing Republican, and I think that they're pushing him so that they can keep the status quo in the White House and keep the war in Iraq and keep the PNAC plan out there and follow through. And they don't want to see a Dean or they don't want to see a Kucinich because those are true Democrats that might actually do something horrible, such as try to fix our economy and keep the white-collar jobs from leaving the country in droves and maybe do something about some of the health care issues and Social Security issues in the country. And they can't have that. I mean, you know, that might actually mean tax increases for the wealthy or something, you know.
Do you think that Wesley Clark is on the same page as George Bush, who would be on the same page as Al Gore, who would be on the same page as Joe Lieberman, who would be on the same page as Tom DeLay?
I see where you're coming from there, but I think there are different shades of gray, and I think this guy is so gray he's almost black. I think that you get somebody, the reason they want to push and shove somebody like that down our throats, like they did Clinton, as calling him a Democrat, is because they the best way to win a horse race is to rig it. And we need to be savvy enough and get word out there to everybody that if we push a candidate that is, say, a very pale shade of gray, almost white, that we've got a lot better chance of getting our agenda in, which is for the people, instead of what they want, which is for their little groups.
Well, if what I'm hearing you say, if I'm hearing you right, Ann, essentially what you're saying, I think, is that the Democratic Party then, given the disconnect with the American public, given the fact that the media does not cover to any deep extent real Democrats, the Democratic Party, traditional Democratic Party, is dead.
Yeah, I think the National Democratic Party, the top leaders are corrupt. I am saying that out of voice, and I think we need to.
Okay, and you're fading in and out like crazy. I think we're losing the connection. I really apologize, Ann. I enjoy talking with you, but we're going to have to leave it there because your phone call is just fading in and fading out unbelievably. We're having all kinds of problems. I don't think it's you folks. I think it's our phone system in here tonight. And Kathy's trivia question put a curse and a hex on the entire program. What I'm hearing from people tonight is, purity. Be pure. And then I'm hearing, no, purity doesn't count now because of the clutches that this country finds itself in, the Bush crime family. No, stick with purity. Stick with Democratic Party values. No, we can't afford to. If somebody is a DLC Democrat, we have to. It's all very confusing, isn't it? It's all very. All of you are making extremely salient points on both sides of the issue, and you don't need me to tell you that. The heartfelt reaction of folks to Wesley Clark or Dennis Kucinich or Howard Dean or whomever is. It's a good thing to hear, isn't it? Isn't it a good thing to hear? I don't know what the hell is going to happen. I don't think the Democratic Party, when we finally get to Election Day in November of 2004, I do not think the Democrats are going to implode. I think we're going to take George Bush's ass out of office and his cabinet, and I think we're also going to take back the House and the Senate. I do believe, I don't know who is going to be at the top of that ticket, I don't know who's going to be at the bottom of that ticket, but I do believe it's going to happen, which is a change for me. If you've been listening to this program, some of the negative, nasty, down in the dumps, we're all dead and buried rhetoric that's been coming from this program, which I believed at the time, because I don't have a lot of faith in the collective consciousness of people in this country. We have a media that has failed us. We are politically stupid. We are easily distracted by nonsense, by trivial nonsense. So, no, I haven't been very positive about what's going to happen. But I think what is happening in this country is that Bush is such a terrible, rotten, lousy leader that even folks who normally are just apolitical are starting to notice when your job is gone, when your cousin has been shot in some godforsaken country like Iraq, and then you find out that the reason we're there is based on a lie, that person is going to pay attention. That apolitical person all of a sudden is going to say, wait a minute, what the hell has been going on while I've been asleep? When you hear these right-wing jackasses on talk radio 24/7 bitching and whining, complaining about things that don't exist, and the things that do exist, they either spin beyond recognition or submerge totally. Well, you know, Joe and Mary Sixpack, that's you and me. We're going to come out of the ether, aren't we? And we're going to go, wait a second. What the hell has happened since I went to sleep? What has happened since I said, ah, to hell with it, George Bush looks all right. I'm going to stay home this year in 2000. I'm going to vote. Maybe that's turned around. You know, maybe if George Bush were just a warmongering, bloodthirsty vampire invading countries, but had a good economy back here, everybody'd say, well, he's a bloodthirsty country-invading vampire, but we got a good economy. Maybe if we had wonderful results in these wars, maybe if the Afghans would, oh, Americans are here, oh, good, hi, Americans, here, smoke some of this, oh, God, we're so good to, so glad to see. Maybe if the Iraqis would have said, oh, thank you for getting rid of that son of a bitch, we are so grateful. But that's not happening either. So maybe the perfect storm. Oh, God, there's an original phrase. Maybe the perfect storm is developing here. Bush and his thugs are so bad, so disgusting, so unable to govern, so imperialist, so perverted and sick that even the guy sitting next to you on the bus going to work in the morning is going, Jesus, I thought it was a Republican. I got to get rid of these people. Huh? Maybe that's what's happening. And maybe based on that's the sense that I'm getting. In my own defense, there all the negativity that I put out on this program, I do remember saying the American public is like a stereotypical mule. In order to get the damn thing's attention, you have to just club it with a 2x4. Maybe we've been clubbed. Maybe we have been clubbed by the Bush administration to the extent that we realize we're going to lose it all. We're going to lose everything that was put together in this country over the past 220 years. It's going to go right down the toilet unless we get rid of this cabal of thieves and murderers and liars. Maybe that's what's going on. Jim is calling from Alito, Texas. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Alito, Texas.
Alito.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I've been sending you a couple of emails every now and then on the situation out in Fresno. Are you aware of this yet?
This is the lawsuit.
Yeah, have you read this yet?
Real quick, give me a synopsis, Jim. I'm sure I have because I know you've sent. I know you've
okay,
sent
I'm going. This is so hilarious. I'm going to have to read both. There's one long paragraph, one two-liner here.
Okay.
Claimant seeks general damages for loss of reputation, shame, and mortification. Claimant seeks special damages with respect to damages it has suffered to its business, trade, profession, or occupation. Finally, claimant requests exemplary damages for the sake of example and by way of punishing the responsible public employees' agents for making the
defamatory statements?
Defamatory publications with actual malice.
All right, now what does all this mean?
Well, according to Jim Robinson, he's going to lose them over $1 million because they've been declared a hate group.
Who has?
Free Republic.
Oh, really? Who declared them a hate group?
The Commission on Human Relations of the City of Fresno.
Ah.
Right, so in his own backyard, even.
So they passed, what, a city ordinance or something?
Well, it was a resolution by the commission.
Oh, a resolution.
Their duty is to actually declare groups as hate groups, to find them, to declare them, and all that stuff.
So the Freepers want to sue the city of Fresno
for telling the truth.
Well,
and I love this line. He's actually saying they had actual malice.
Malice.
You know, the Freepers accusing somebody else of mouth.
Yeah, that's funny. That is funny.
Oh, man. Anyhow, as a senior moderator at Democrats.com and a moderator over at Barcop Chad, we've come across these freepers before, and believe me, we're willing to back up the commission to the hilt. I'm tired of having my users' lives threatened. I'm tired of all the racial BS they come on and post.
Oh, I hate these
and
pigs.
Worse.
Yeah, I hate these pigs. They have invaded the comments board at my site, MikeMalloy.com. We keep trying to shoot them off, just like shooting ducks. You know.
I've got a little graphic I put up with a little crawling cockroach with a link back to Free Republic Forum.
I hate them. I really do. I wish they would stay in their own nests, you know, and just stay away from the progressive websites. They just disgust me. They really do.
Anyhow, I was going to ask if anybody out there has anything that they've been threatened with or anything else by these people,
uh-huh,
either on their board or elsewhere, as long as you can have a good, reasonable proof that they are freepers to begin with,
mm-hmm,
we're interested in this. Post it at either barcop.com or democrats.com, or pop in Democrats chat and just point us to it.
Super.
And we're going to be helping out the commission here, backing up their case.
That's good, because, you know, there's nothing that disgusts me more than these right-wing trolls that either commit this kind of perversion on their own websites or go to other websites. And so, you know, I'm all in favor of what you guys are doing.
And you want to know the really funny thing about this?
Yeah.
Mayor Autry, Alan Autry, former actor.
Mm-hmm.
You might recognize him from In the Heat of the Night.
Okay.
He played the tall captain.
Yeah, okay.
You know, the racially tolerant captain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's sitting here defending these jerks.
Of freepers?
Yeah. And threatening the commission.
It's a funny country.
When it gets even funnier, you ought to hear about Councilman Duncan.
It's a funny country we live in, isn't it, Jim?
Yeah, Councilman Duncan, 6th District, is also defending them, and he's the guy who sat there and made terroristic threats to bomb Democrats with dirty bombs.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
Uh-huh.
Jeez. Oh, well, it's a great country, Jim.
Oh, Lordy. I tell you, man, these people are their own worst enemy.
They are indeed. Jim, thanks for checking in, pal.
Hey, no problem.
All right, sir. You have a nice evening. Nancy is calling from East Tennessee. Hey, Nancy.
Hey, Mike.
How you doing?
I was really having a tough time with your quiz.
Now, don't.
I'm just kidding.
Don't even go there.
I've been listening for a while on hold, and I, Ann touched on a lot of the points that I was going to make about Wesley Clark. I think we all need to just sort of, like, you know, settle down and remember that old saying, if it's too good to be true, it probably is.
Mm-hmm.
With Wesley Clark, I don't know. I just have never felt like this was real and true and all those things. But,
uh-huh. You
know, he is an investment banker since he left the military. And he works for the Stevens Group in Little Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And they are notoriously Republican backers and have been for years.
Right.
Big backers. And I just think that, it seems to me that since he announced, we've got polls now showing him he'll beat Bush. And,
mm-hmm,
you know, you've got all these people talking about, you know, Wesley Clark, it's like they're really trying to push him.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't think we need to fall for that. I mean, I the last thing Democrats need is to be duped again.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You know?
Yes, ma'am.
And I think we better just really kind of back up. Now, I know a couple of things I've read the last couple of days, and I think Howard Fineman,
mm-hmm,
who, of course, is probably no better at telling truth than Bush or Cheney or any of the rest of them. But, I mean, it does seem that after 9/11, Wesley Clark wanted to be pulled into the Bush administration. And he, according to Fineman, he made some calls, and Karl Rove never called him back. And he was supposedly made the statement, well, I would be a Republican if Karl Rove had returned my phone call. So, you know,
yeah.
I just think, you know, Kucinich and Dean are real Republicans. I mean, real Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the base that they have, those people that are out there that are supporting them, these are real Democrats. These are people who have some passion about it,
mm-hmm.
and they're not just going to flip. And I think that, you know, the DLC would really like to push one of those good, obedient Republican Democrats on us.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question that the DLC works counter to the principles of the traditional Democratic Party.
Oh, they don't represent me.
No, they nor do they represent me. I hear you. I hear you loud and clear. Nancy, thanks for checking. Thanks for holding on so long.
Oh, sure.
All right, you have a nice evening.
You too.
All right, appreciate your call. We have to break here, right? We have to take a break. Are you going to screw that up, too? You're going to mess up the break?
long as I'm on a roll.
Yeah, might as well keep going. Quick break. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
A working class hero is something to be. When they've tortured and scared you for 20-odd years. Then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full of fear. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be.
This report is sponsored by Pfizer and Viagra, Sildenafil Citrate. You've seen the signs as they leave the doctor's office. The spring in the step, the look of relief, spontaneous whistling. The technical term for this condition is, what took so long-itis? In layman's terms, it's what happens when you finally ask your doctor about Viagra. To experience the skipping, whistling, and sense of relief, ask your doctor about Viagra and if a free sample is right for you. To learn more, go to Viagra.com.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you need for successful estate planning in one package? Well, now you can. The new Master Estate Kit offers a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free family legal guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Thieves in High Places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days, and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
What does most political talk radio sound like?
Good morning and welcome to my show. I'm fine, thanks for asking.
A little self-centered?
We're not going to take any calls right now because I want to talk. Remember, the show was at its best when it's more me and less of you.
Not very listener-friendly.
We're talking about all the progress we've made in Iraq. Tom and Seattle, you're on the air. Make it quick.
Yeah, I don't really agree with what you said about...
And I don't agree with you calling my show. Let's get it clear, people. If you don't agree with me, then you must be a communist.
A little one-sided?
The fact is that the Dixie Chicks should be sent to Iraq to live in a cave with Osama. Jeff in California, you're on the air. Make it quick.
I have a comment on how the U.S. has completely forgotten about Osama bin Laden.
No, you don't have a comment, Jeff. But what you do have is the privilege to listen to my show. And you're abusing it. And I am offended.
All around bad radio.
Says you.
But there is an alternative.
What?
You can get the best in progressive talk radio on the only progressive talk radio network there is, i.e. America Radio Network. For more information, go to iemericaradio.com.
You'll be back.
No, they won't.
Yes, they will.
Get out of here.
Don't touch me.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls.
The Tom Hartman Show, 12 p.m. till 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. It seems that some of our otherwise upstanding citizens are listening to the Mike Malloy Show at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Surely you can find a more patriotic and productive use of your evening hours. For example, organizing neighborhood watch parties to search for the terrorists who are certain to be lurking in your playgrounds and possibly hiding dangerous weapons of mass destruction in your victory gardens. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
Ring them bells, St. Peter, where the fall winds blow. Ring them bells with an iron hand so the people will know. Oh, it's rush hour now on the wheel and the plow. And the sun is a-going down upon the sacred cow.
Truth, Justice, and the American Way with Mike Malloy. Where else?
Ring them bells, sweet mother, for the poor man's son. Ring them bells so the world will know that God is one. For the shepherd is asleep where the willows weep.
It's about 4 minutes before the hour. Boy, time just rushes by when you're having fun. Gizmo, one of our over-the-road truckers, is calling in, part of the Sirius gang. Hey, Gizmo, driving in California.
Hi, Mike. Hi, how you been, buddy?
Doing fine, sir.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to call up about Wesley Clark. I agree with those last couple lady callers that you had. I wrote something on your website about, you remember the war between classic Coke and real old Coke.
Right.
But the big thing was, it was a big marketing. But no matter what you did, you got Coke, didn't you?
Yes.
You bought Coke, you made them richer.
That's right.
Well, I view the GOP as old Coke and the DLC is new Coke. And you know what? I think Clark is being pushed on us by the DLC.
I have a sneaky suspicion about that too, Gizmo. Howard Dean made Terry McAuliffe look utterly superfluous because Howard Dean has managed to do what nobody else has ever done, and that's raise an awful lot of money, get an awful lot of support using the internet and bypassing their traditional channels. Okay, Terry McAuliffe has his job because Bill Clinton insisted that he have that job. And Bill Clinton is the leading DLC. Now, like a Democratic Leadership Conference dude. Now, I said I would take Bill Clinton back in a heartbeat, but that doesn't mean that Bill Clinton is a Democrat. So I think you're right, and I think the people who are very, very suspicious of Wesley Clark are right. But at this point, I'm not going to try to persuade anybody to do anything. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Gizmo, there's the music. I'm sorry, pal. We got a boogie.
Okie dokie.
All right. Thanks, Gizmo. Call me earlier in the evening because I'd love to hear from you. Whoosh, program engineered by Jay Balicki in Detroit, produced here in Atlanta by Catherine Bay. Robin Vittman announces for us. If you haven't been to MikeMalloy.com, check out our daily program topics and free-for-all message board. And thanks to Mark Marshall of Maximum Interactive for putting the board together. Jim in Arkansas, our Music Bureau Chief, thank you, sir. Tomorrow night, deconstructing Bush's speech to the UN on tomorrow's show. I'll see you tomorrow night, I hope. Take care.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
See a law that says you, your organs automatically get donated unless you say no.
All right, Richie, have you got an organ donor specification?
No.
Why?
Because I don't want them taking me before I'm dead.
In Richie's case, what good would most of those organs be?
Certainly won't be going for his brain. Or they might, because it's never been used.
You might as well be dead. Your brain is, so why not the rest of you?
On the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. It seems that some of our otherwise upstanding citizens are listening to the Mike Malloy Show at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Surely you can find a more patriotic and productive use of your evening hours. For example, organizing neighborhood watch parties to search for the terrorists who are certain to be lurking in your playgrounds.